Okay, we're on with episode 16 of Lost in Nightingale.
Yay!
Oh boy!
Yay! So, last time, you launched a rescue mission to save Kyle and some other motherfucker. And things happened.
Yep.
You walked into a shady-ass barn, brutalized some people who didn't seem to react as expected when shot in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie, and then blew up.
Eddie cut himself two shotgun slugs in the chest. And then the entire building you were in exploded, as it was clearly rigged to do. Fortunately, you were not trapped inside as expected, since your resident metal bender, Ava, had previously torn the drop door out and used it to tie up their leader. It was a long recovery time in which...
What are you talking about? It was like 4 days.
No problem.
Filling a thimble.
Mm-hmm.
During which... Was that when, Will met the King of Cats?
I was home too.
Yeah, she was back home.
So I guess it was post recovery. But you met the King of Cats and bribed him with tuna.
I finished my business with Russell as well.
Yes.
Oofed.
Well, the King of Cats revealed that he was working for the Burnt Bride.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then you guys performed the ritual again with seemingly no effect.
Until we're killed in our sleep.
We had a slumber party in the same room.
Yes. Will, instead of participating in the rescue mission, finished his business with Russell? Question mark. In that they completed the bizarre chamber, which seems to drive Russell into a mute homicidal rage until he passed out. And then, when Will went back, everything was cleared away. Just to say, all of Russell's shit. He left the big electrified goo chamber.
Yeah.
Oh, I might want to grab my dice.
Yeah. Ava, having two prisoners of the three people who attacked you at the barn, contacted the Autumn Queen, Sierra Watson, and was presently transferring the prisoners over. And I believe Sierra had just opened a portal into the hedge and was recruiting your help and carrying those people inside.
Mm-hmm. Going to be following very closely.
Okay.
Or trying to, I suppose, since I'm dragging Guy.
Yeah, well, Kyle and Ava drag the, conscious bodies in, along with Sierra. You emerge in a cultivated area. You can see the walls, the curling brambles of the hedge have been pushed back into a garden filled with pumpkins and gourds for some reason. In front of that is a tall tower that it's hard to even see the construction of because it's so covered in creeping vines all the way up the top. And Sierra sweeps in like she owns the place, because indeed she does. And you walk inside, you can see that it is made of living trees, which bend and curl on themselves, decorated with autumn leaves to construct this entire 10-plus floor tower. Welcome to Sanctum Autonomous.
Oh, thank you. It's a very nice place.
Oh, thank you. It's still a work in progress, but it's coming along.
Who is typing so loudly?
I'm going to guess. It provides you zero help in dragging these men up 8 flights of stairs.
I'm probably going to be taking some breaks in between. Just kind of sit on the stairs for a while.
She seems to take no notice, but her butler, Emmett, does step in and take your body.
Oh,
drag it up
you.
The stairs. Okay, well, we can just throw them in there. She gestures to a door in a circular floor made entirely of doors off to, you presume, different rooms. Except none of them are marked and distinguished in any way. You imagine it's even hard to tell where what is what, particularly in a circular room. Kyle looks to you and starts to drag the man encased in metal inside the room.
Mm. I just nod, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, Emmett and Kyle drag them into a living quarters. Sierra produces a key from somewhere within her dress and snicks it shut. Right, great, thank you. Well, there's a door out to Augusta over there. Where are you going? Emmett can show you out.
Well, back to our car.
Oh, right. Oh, then right back the way you came. Thank you.
Okay.
Emmett escorts you out to the back garden through the archway that you entered.
And I guess we'll make our way out.
Okay. Is anyone getting up to anything before I proceed?
Not really.
Probably not.
Okay.
Proceed how far, by the way?
About a week.
Oh. I'm probably going to be making presents for everyone who came to the raid of some sort.
Okay. Sorry, Eddie's dead presents!
Yay!
What, Kevin?
Like,
you
I'd
don't
probably
get
see if I could get Kyle to order Sandra, like, a Kevlar vest.
Okay. Kyle lets you know that he knows a guy.
And just like little things for Arthur and Gwen and
Okay. Anything notable or just like a fruit basket?
What's it going?
Thanks for being an accessory to murder.
I suppose for Clarissa I could make a charm bracelet with, like, a snake and revolver for the two people who have died.
I will have a charm bracelet every time a party member dies, I get a new charm.
That is grim. Yes.
That is.
Those are, like, the two notable things I know about you.
So when Kevin's character dies, there'll be an lightning
bolt.
That's
not gonna happen. Since when have any of my characters died? Except at least once a campaign.
Otherwise, I can't really think of anything.
Okay. So about a week post-raid, there is a knock in the middle of the afternoon on the door to the apartment shared by Clarissa and Will.
Ooh.
I'll open the door.
Okay, fine.
You fucking race to the door.
I'm 14, I might do that.
We're both really bored.
Yeah, you don't have a job anymore.
Yep.
It's just, oh shit, something's happening.
This is the woes of my life. The fucking woes of unemployment.
Wake up, be sad, go to sleep.
Just sleep forever on your lounge chair.
Mm. Also, being sad is a euphemism for masturbating.
Okay, cool. So you open the door, and there is a scraggly-looking man there in a ratty pair of jeans and an old Sex Pistols t-shirt. There are two things you recognize about him, but it takes you a long time to kind of focus in, like, where do I know this guy from?
I stare at him.
And it finally clicks that he was one of the members of the opposing side in the barn raid. In fact, the one who put two slugs into Eddie. So Clarissa remembers him from that.
And getting his brains blown out?
Yes.
Holy shit, I slammed the door shut after a
while. And both of you recognize the half-burnt long coat that he's draped himself in as previously belonging to Eddie.
Oh. I'm gonna go, oh shit, and like slam the door after I stare at him for a while.
Clarissa, who is it?
I think he's supposed to be dead.
Oh. Is he burned? Is he a bride of some sort?
Most men aren't brides.
This is true.
Right, hello.
Is that...
it Hoxton? Or not Hoxton, Hickston.
I'll open the door a crack. Yes.
Hi, can I come in?
Who are you?
Name's Ben. He holds out his hand.
I'm going to go get my bat.
Ah, Ben. That sounds like an agreeable name. Come on in. I'll shake his hand.
Pleased to meet you, William.
Pleased to meet you. What? No. I closed the door again.
Didn't he come in, though?
Yeah, he's halfway in. He closed the door.
No, I closed the door on him.
You just shove him out?
It's like, nope. How do you know my name? I say through the crack in the door.
Seriously, like... You lived in the fucking fairy town, right? And it's mystifying to you that someone knows your name.
Yes. Are you a stalker?
Who the fuck stalks you?
You, apparently.
I'm not your stalker.
Good, you're not even good looking. Anyways, what do you want?
I knew your address. I could have easily learned your name from that. But I didn't. Can I just come in and talk like a civilized person?
Fine. I'll open the door again.
He steps inside. Can't believe that worked.
I have my bat now.
Yep, so if you're here to kill us...
She's
sorry,
got a bat.
She has a bat.
Why are you here?
Yes, I was.
Why aren't you dead?
I wasn't going to ask that, because why should he be?
He was shot in the head and then in a building that exploded.
Well, right, you were apparently in a building that exploded too.
Yes, but I wasn't shot in the head.
It's true. Or is it?
It's true.
Okay.
He looks off at neither of you. Really? Are they always like this?
Who are you talking to?
Someone slightly more annoying than you.
Is that possible?
Is it the burned bride?
The cat?
Is it the burned bride? No, it's not the burned bride.
The king of all cats.
I don't see a...
Your guesses are fascinating. Go on.
Sierra Mist Watson.
No. I don't know what that means.
So why are you here?
I'm out of guesses.
Look, I'll give you a hint. And he pulls at the sides of his coat.
Eddie's okay. Ghost?
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Ah, that would be annoying. Don't tell Eddie I said that. He can probably hear me, can't he?
He can hear you. Trust me, I'm hearing about it now.
So, is he annoying you into repentance?
Something like that, yes.
So what are you?
How do you mean?
Well, you survived an explosion and, you know, a shot to the head, and you look fine.
Right. Well, short version, I'm a geist. Pretty much half man, half ghost.
Oh, okay. That's why you can talk to ghosts.
The ghost got all up inside of me and brought me back. And now I gotta quantum leap this shit. Set things right that once went wrong with Naggy Ghost.
I see. So, did you know that Geist is German for ghost or spirit?
I don't think he cares.
Right. On with the repentance and shit.
Yep.
So
why did you take the Kyle and that other guy?
Oh, we could lure you into a building that's going to blow up.
Why did you want to blow us up?
Oh.
Well, who wanted to blow us up other than, like, you guys, apparently?
Well, I mean, Crawfish was kind of my leader, but the idea came from the lawman.
A woman?
The lawman.
A lawman?
Lawman.
Who's the lawman?
Lawman?
Lawman.
Who's that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Look, I'm an employee following orders. At least
You blew up and all that?
Well, that didn't change a whole lot for me, but...
Seems so.
But my boss done got taken.
Taken by what?
I assumed you fucked.
The gem girl?
I don't know what happened to him.
Okay.
Well, he wasn't there, because...
Yeah, I wasn't there.
He's a little wuss.
Hello. Also, okay. Not really. Really not. I've taken more battle axes to the chest than you have.
That's because I don't annoy people with battle axes.
It wasn't really annoying, was it?
Fine, I don't...
Well, you're annoying me right now.
I don't electrocute people... while there's someone with a battle axe nearby.
There we go.
You electrocute someone?
It's happened once or twice.
We're talking proper or the vernacular electrocute?
Proper electrocute, yeah.
Okay. Good for
you,
I suppose.
Electricity. The thing I do. It's a hobby.
Till they died?
No, they didn't. I was hitting the chest with the battle axe while I was doing it.
Vernacular electrocute. It's a portmanteau of electricity and execution. So it's not a real electrocution unless they die.
Well, I mean, it would have been, but battle axe happened.
So I think we're square now. I taught you about the word electrocution.
And my life has been enriched.
Yeah.
So why is Ghosty want you here?
He's nagging me to, you know, help you guys and avenge his death, give him peace and some shit.
Okay. Was it he the one who killed him? Indirectly? Directly?
No, it was whoever flipped the switch to the blow up, because he was still technically alive then, I think. Although I don't, in character, know that.
So, what?
I'm gonna tell you what I know, so you can go stop people who resulted in your friend's death.
Okay.
Oh, cool. Yeah, it has something to do with the Burned Bride and the King of Cats.
Yeah. Well, I think the King of Cats was just sort of, there's this fish person over here.
Yeah, the King of Cats is kind of in the same situation that you're in, except he doesn't have to repent for anything, he's just easy.
Like Sunday morning.
I think he's just like a cat.
He likes being pet and, like, tuna, fish people.
Yeah, I don't know the King of Cats.
Well, he's apparently really easy to go meet. Just go plead at a cat, and a few days later he'll show up, maybe.
Right. Well, what I know is there's at least a trio.
A trio?
Uh-huh. That's three.
I know.
Okay. There's my boss, Crawfish.
Okay.
There's the lawman. And there's that burnt lady.
Okay.
I don't really know what they're up to, but I've got this. He fishes out a folded up piece of paper and passes it over to Will.
Where does he get it?
Cause I'm that good.
Trustworthy?
How is he more trustworthy?
Cause... Sheesh. Okay, so... I shall unfold it.
Okay, the first thing that catches your eye... Well, there's a caption at the top of it. That says... Something.
Ooh, wow.
Good old something.
Yeah, it says, another man's treasure. And there is a sketched out drawing of... Basically a mobile of the solar system, like a little globe, and it's on swinging arms, and just a billion points of actuation where the planets can revolve and something.
Yep. Huh. Interesting. Huh. I'm not sure what to think of this, to be honest.
Something they wanted to get. Not sure why.
I mean, I'm guessing someone thinks it's trash, or else, you know, why would they say another man's treasure? Okay. I'll ponder this. Ponder it as hard as I can.
Right. Well...
Was there anything else?
Jay? Oh, he just sort of said he was going to ponder and then went blank.
Well, hold on. What? I mean, it's a model of the solar system. A really good one. Well, I mean, it's not to scale, of course. And I don't even know. Fine, you look at this, Clarissa. See what you think.
I look at it. So it's a solar system, and it says another man's treasure?
Yes.
And that's it?
Yes.
Is there
it's confusing as fuck, isn't it?
Is there some sort of, like, knowledge occult or something that I could use to figure anything out?
Sure. Why don't you... I'm going to say knowledge, or you can roll me an intelligence investigation.
So investigation and intelligence?
Yes.
So let's see. What are these, D10s? Yes. Ah, investigation. Intelligence. That's a whole lot of no successes.
Okay.
I don't know diddly shit. How about you, Kevin?
I guess I can try that same role. Intelligence investigation?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's a success.
Okay. Sounds familiar to you. Not just the expression, one man's trash is another man's treasure. You have heard of it as, in reference to a store. At one of the changeling meetings that came up.
I see. So maybe that store... Maybe that store has something like this. I'm bored. Let's go.
Okay.
To that store. Do we actually know where that store is?
I'm sure we could figure it out. There's the internet.
With our incredible investigation skills.
You go on Google Maps. You find.
So we go to the library and then we go to Google Maps?
No, I use my phone. Okay, Google. Navigate to whatever this store is.
And then you have to type it in manually because you have a piece of shit phone.
Aww. Actually, Google Now is pretty damn good for stuff like that.
Even on a flip phone?
I don't know.
Speaking of which,
I don't think you have the money to upgrade.
I'm totes going to buy that Amazon Echo thing, and I don't know why.
No. Don't. It's so... pointless.
What's Amazon?
It is so pointless.
Well, it's basically a speaker with Siri built into it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's this dumb little cylinder with Siri built in and it talks to you.
Huh.
I don't know why I want it, I just do.
It seems so pointless. It's cool, I'll give it that.
Exactly.
But why the fuck did Amazon make it? Once again, Amazon comes out with another product no one asked for or wanted.
Are you... What's the
one thing you're selling other? Huh? Well, how many Fire phones do you see?
Oh, that's true. They're fucking phones. Yeah, who
gives a shit? Yeah, that's right. You forgot there was an Amazon phone, didn't you?
I did. I just remembered their teaser trailer, which was basically people looking at their crotches. Because they didn't reveal what the product was, so it's just a bunch of people looking down, and they're like, it's so intuitive! That's amazing!
I'm assuming they were talking about penises.
Yeah, penises are really intuitive and amazing.
I can take it anywhere. No.
So, some quick Google foo, and you find the address.
Okay.
In Augusta.
Oh, Augusta.
You still don't have your bike.
No, I still don't have my fucking bike. I need to, like, buy a new one.
And Ava was just there.
Yeah. It's probably been stolen by now.
Yeah, or probably. Rusted with the rain and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know who would steal it, but it's probably destroyed.
Well, I mean, someone could have stolen it. One. I mean, it was just, you know, laying around.
Yeah, but it's laying around in the woods.
Yeah, one of the fae stole it. And they're like, what is this? And then they stole it. And by stole, I mean acquired. And now it's a super death ray.
What?
Absolute death claw.
I mean, that would be interesting.
They can do that.
Now I'm just enjoying that someone has a pedal-powered death ray.
Well, I mean, wasn't there
you
want
to save the environment.
Wasn't there a Mitchell and Webb look sketch about Dr. Death?
Yes. I don't see how that's relevant, other than the use of the phrase death ray. But it's fantastic.
That's exactly it.
Post Mitchell and Webb.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Except for that really depressing one about old Sherlock
Holmes. Oh, yeah, Sherlock Holmes has dementia. That is the most depressing thing I've ever seen.
Oh, I've not seen that one.
It is depressing.
Yeah, I could imagine. Okay, anyways, how are we going to get there?
I call a cab.
Oh, that works. That's expensive.
It is. I have two dots of resources, bitch.
Okay. That's certainly better than my...
And then you spank him on the ass, give him some money, and tell him to buy himself something nice.
Sure, I do that to Will.
Okay, cool. I buy myself a bike.
No, you don't. I don't actually give you money.
Aw. What if I need it?
You should get a job.
I had a job.
I'm not even... Like, I don't even look old enough to have a job, and I have a job.
And makes a lot more money. She's supporting this little family.
Deadbeat. Live with a deadbeat. Alright, so I take a cab with Will to that place that he was telling me where.
Yep. That place.
Okay.
We're good at this and also exciting.
I'm waiting for someone else to describe that place.
Mm. Oh, my mic has been muted.
That would explain why you've been so quiet.
I loved it.
It was great.
The best stretch of time in my life.
So, Another Man's Treasure is a, it's, honestly, it seems to be kind of like, you go to a strip mall on the outskirts of Augusta. Thankfully, it's not terrifyingly far from Nightingale, only about a 15-minute, maybe a 20-minute drive at most. And it looks like those of you from Coventry would recognize it as, do you remember where Video Junction was? Or a Blockbuster Video?
And Ronzio and H&R Block.
So basically,
and I think there's
this
a dollar store.
I don't think this reference is local enough. Maybe you could hone it down a little more.
This is a
you know,
shop
across
that
from
is
the demolished Almax Plaza.
Do you remember that thing at Tom's house?
It's anyway. Like your basement, Nick. After
it's
your parents
like,
redid it.
It's kind of like Kevin's kitchen table.
You haven't even seen my kitchen table. I don't
but
even
anyway,
have, so, don't have
to give you an
table,
idea,
actually.
To give
Dining
you
table.
The players
Dining.
A visual of what it looks like, it is like one of the stores built into that strip mall.
I don't know why you needed to set up the idea of what a strip mall is.
Because I just wanted them to get a good visual on it. I don't know. Never mind. I'll stop role-playing, thanks.
Well, but, considering you have to describe the place for, you know, our audience.
I don't necessarily have to, but I can.
It's very nice.
We could just say fuck them. Speaking of
fuck
code,
you guys.
Yeah.
We got to type out the rest of the session in Skype.
It's a hole-in-the-wall kind of store built into a strip mall.
Are we
and
type
it
out
looks
the rest
like
of the session in Skype. Let's do it.
No,
it looks like a combination between an old consignment store and a pawn shop. There are bars in the windows, but the door itself is propped open by a stone wedge, indicating that anyone can just come in if they want to.
So it looks exactly like the Salvation Army in Otic.
Sure, yeah, except smaller. It's only about a 20-foot wide store at most.
Hey, Will, maybe you could get a job here.
Inside it is a whole bunch of... Inside of it is a whole bunch of old furniture and curios, pretty much like you might expect in a rundown pawn shop, and a desk with a bell on it.
Well, I guess we're done here.
So what are we going to look for here?
Well, we have a picture of it.
I don't think we're going to find the solar system in here.
It's not literally the solar system. They have, like, models and whatnot. Clockwork models of the solar system, shit like that. Jeez. I guess we'll browse, we'll peruse, and see if we find any orreries, as they're actually called.
Okay, I looked for a term for them, but it was 2 minutes before the session.
Yes. Actually, ever since you described it, I was thinking, there's an actual word for that.
Yeah, I'm sure
remember.
There was, but I couldn't find it. Anyway.
Yeah, I managed to. Okay. We're looking for an orrery. It's hard to say.
You are tapped on the shoulder as you are browsing after a couple of minutes.
Who, Will or me?
Will.
Hmm?
You get
Can
tapped.
I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for an orrery.
So, that's curious to Alan. Not just because it's a weird word.
But also because a young girl who is glowing brightly and a man whose body is coursing with electricity has walked into my store.
And asked for it.
That's noteworthy. But the fact that...
Hey, I also sparkle.
Earlier in that week, you received a special order. It came down your usual changeling channels, but... The buyer was identified only as a company called Morgana Investments, requesting a custom commission of an orrery and with very specific details about the valuable metals and gemstones that it was to be made with. They offered a hefty sum for the object.
Hmm. Okay. I probably... Are they saying that they would like to... me to make it?
Yes, they want you to make it.
Probably working on it, then.
Okay.
That's not the kind of, the fact that they were so very specific about it means that I kind of would need to actually put some effort into it. Like, a couple of days.
Okay.
Yes, so, an orrery. We would like to browse all your finest orreries. My good man.
And you're not interested in explaining why your body is coursing with electricity, sir?
Well, I think you know the answer to that. You can see it.
Yeah, have you described yourself physically?
No, I haven't had a chance to yet. Somebody just came in. You are looking at a man who looks as though he has been carved out of a statue. Or they're out of a stone block.
Nope,
you could
statue.
Call him statuesque.
Well,
he
actually,
doesn't
he might
have any
carved
arms
out
anymore
because he's
carved
it's out kind
of
funny. He might as well be described like that as well, because what stone he was carved from has been steadily chipping away over the years. He is worn. His skin is like slate. He is bald, except for a mustache, oddly enough. Like one of those old school, kind of old-timey handlebar mustaches.
Is that also stone? Or is it?
Yes.
Okay.
It is stone, but it's still like, it's like...
Cattail!
More sand or mud. Huh. It moves. It does move when he talks. You have no idea how.
And it has some of his lunch in it.
Well, of course. It's an old soup catcher.
Yep.
Yes.
Can I?
Even his eyes are just, like, stone. And as he moves around and steps, there's a certain, like, although he looks frail and, like, he might shatter at any moment, there's a certain weight to his steps as though he is literally made of stone.
Can I?
So do you ever have to use mustache wax for that, or does it just stay like that?
As long as it's the mustache wax Hitler doesn't use.
I'm reaching out my hand to caress your face.
Please don't do that, sir.
Oh.
I will have to remove you from my store if you do that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, don't just
remember that sexual harassment laws are still a thing among people.
This isn't sexual harassment. I just
you're touching me when I ask not to be touched.
It's not
just
sexual.
Harassment, then.
Yeah, it's just regular harassment. Jeez.
I'm stepping away from you then to indicate with my body language that I'd rather not be touched.
Okay, that's fine. And I'd like to go within 100 yards of a school, like for the rest of forever. Anyways.
Yes, yes, I heard you the first time.
You obviously know the answer to that, jeez.
Why are you looking for something like that?
I don't know, because we're told that someone...
Reasons.
we're told that reasons, nefarious purposes, someone wants some orrery.
Yeah, well, there was a person who was, I guess, looking for this, who blew up a building that I was in, and
yes, I heard about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yep, killed someone.
Yep.
Whatever is looking for something like that, possibly here, was behind that blow-up.
Do you have any idea what it looks like?
Yes, it looks like this. I show him the picture.
You don't actually have to say orrery if you don't want to.
Nope, orrery. But what else am I going to
say? Just say,
clockwork
intricate model of the solar system would do.
That is way more syllables.
What? That diagram is exactly the one you received, only yours also had additional information about materials written in.
I'm going to quickly pluck it out of his hand. Say,
hey.
Who sent you this?
A ghost. Two ghosts, actually, I guess.
Yeah, it was kind
one
of...
and a half. I guess it's really one and a half ghosts.
I crumple it up and stuff it in my breast pocket, like my breast jacket pocket.
Why are you taking
I suggest
thing?
You not think about this any further and leave right now.
Why not? Look, I don't want to be haunted by one
yes,
and a half
we're gonna
ghosts.
We're going to be haunted by our dead companion if we don't, you know, solve this thing.
Wow, that you choked that word out.
Well, he was a cat murderer.
I'm sorry, what?
He was a friend.
He was a cat murderer.
We were friends with the guy who blew up.
I know who you people are now.
Do you?
Yes.
We didn't do it.
You're those miscreants who arrived here about a month and a half ago, aren't you?
I haven't done anything wrong.
I want nothing to do with you people. You've caused nothing but trouble ever since you've gotten here.
Or was there already trouble and we merely keep on running into it?
I really don't see why both of these things can't be true.
We don't look for trouble, we just sort of stumble around and then, like, fall into trouble.
Yeah, remember that time we stopped that crazy frog man from eating people?
And, you know, enslaving people?
Yeah. See, we're good. We're good people.
Well.
Good.
And, you know, it seems like no one else is going to work on trying to solve this problem.
Did you ever consider, after doing something that would get everybody your respect, you quit while you're ahead instead of running headlong into places such as buildings that explode in flame when you walk into them?
like,
no,
we didn't know it was going to explode.
Also, I wasn't even there for that one. I was helping someone else.
Look, do you want to be on the side of good, or do you want to be on the side of bad?
I help people all day long. I've helped at least two people. Yeah, at least two people.
These people are killing changelings like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to help them, or do you want to help the people that are trying to stop them?
They're killing a certain sort of changeling, one that belongs to a certain secret good society for good.
Are you not aren't you not supposed to be telling, like, this information right now?
Secret and all.
They're trying to protect us all, the denizens.
Just shut up, Will. You're not helping.
I just kind of cross my arms and wait.
So, what you're saying is you want to be one of the changelings that dies next. Because
there was a denizen incursion
if we
just
ignore this,
ago.
Changelings are going to die.
Not even a month ago.
Clarissa, right?
Yes.
I'm going to say something that might alarm you. Something very, very scary. And I would like you to try and take it with the composure befitting of an adult.
I roll my eyes.
People die.
Yes, death is but a thing that not happens. Everyone is murdered. And, like, if they're doing this, they probably have more nefarious, you know, plans.
Okay. How do I convince you of this?
You're not going to.
Like, we
you're
know people die.
You're only going to convince me that you're in on it. That's
but you know what else
way.
Happens? You know what else happens? People die, and in that same vein, nefarious plots get stopped. So, why are you trying to stop it?
I'm
assuming he's trying to help it because he just, you know, took the thing that.
I know, he wants to kill people. Murderer.
Maybe.
I need you to leave my store before I call the police.
Fine. Fine, we will. We don't want to be in your murder store. That deals with murderers. We're not going to buy anything because we don't murder people.
Can we have our paper back?
Except that one.
You won't find what you're looking for here.
Then give me the paper back.
Yeah, then we
because
need to look elsewhere.
I haven't made it yet.
So you're making it for them.
Why are you making it for them?
Why are you making the thing for the nefarious purposes?
It's nefarious, supposedly.
I need you to leave before I call the
police.
Then
give me my paper back.
It's my paper. Hand it to me first. I'm trusted by
more. I take the paper,
persons.
The crumpled piece of paper out of my pocket and toss it to them.
Excellent. Wonderful.
Okay, we take the paper and leave.
This is on your conscience. As
come
I leave.
Again.
Why would we come again? You're clearly evil.
The moment they leave, I'm going to close the door to my shop, lock it, and then head over to my telephone.
Okay. Are you fuckers allergic to teamwork?
Yes.
Well, he's stopping it.
Okay, who are you calling?
We're just seriously uncouth.
Okay. He answers his own phone.
Wow.
Alan, what can I do for you?
Swain, hey. You know the miscreants that arrived about 6 weeks ago?
I am familiar.
He's good friends with one of them. Would trust him with his life.
Can you explain to me why they just walked into my store demanding to know if I had an artifact that I was commissioned to make by a company called Morgana Investments? It is called Morgana Investments, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, firstly, they're very nosy.
Yes, I gathered
that. They just get involved in everything. Yep. One of them broke into my house. Well, I guess I invited him to my house, and then he broke into my safe.
Well, I'm very, very glad that I didn't allow him into my storeroom.
But as for why they're doing it, I think their intentions are good. They are investigating a series of murders and strange activities. I honestly do think they have good intentions, even if they are rude and snoopy and weird.
I'll take that.
Okay. Well, they just said that I was in on a very nefarious plot because I'm making this device. Do you happen to know anything about this company? I've never heard of them before, but their needs were very, very specific.
Let me see what I can find out for you.
Okay. Well,
they thought I was in on it too until they broke into my house. It's apparently guilty until proven innocent.
I really hope that they don't try to break into my
Kevin, anything, we should really, break into his place.
I was already thinking about it.
Well, it's okay. I mean, if they do, I don't really know what they're going to be looking for, but I guess do me a favor and try and dig up as much as you can about this company. I'm going to look into what it is exactly they want me to make.
Sure. I'll take care of it.
Thank you. Of course. And do know, I haven't seen you in a while. Come, you're welcome to come by any time if you want to buy or sell or spar.
Yeah, I've been out of the dojo for a little while. I was in an exploding building. I'm sure you heard about that.
Oh, I did. Young Anders fellow, right? Got kidnapped or something.
Yeah, they kidnapped him. Not clear on why. I've asked him about it. Seems like they just took him. They didn't ask him anything. And then they used him to go up and kidnap Miss Long's bodyguard.
Oof. Oh, not Kyle.
Yeah, well, he's safe and sound now.
Ah, that's delightful. That's good. Good, 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 good. Very good. Very good. Very good. Well, I have work to do, and I suppose you wouldn't happen to know the glowy one. Or the electric one.
That's Will and Clarissa. Will the, is the electric.
Yes, yes. Yep. Know their names. Wasn't sure who they were. Although I guess I could have assumed, given that, you know, one of them was a boy and one of them was a girl.
Yeah, Will's the one who broke into my house.
Ooh, I'll have to watch out for him.
Yeah, I figure there's even odds he'll try to break into your shop.
Well, I mean, you know how it goes. He won't find anything.
Right, unless he checks the back room.
He can't check the back room if the back room's not there.
Fair enough. But
thank you, Arthur. Anytime. Do let me know if you find anything out, and I'll keep you informed about this as well. It seems like something that you and your friends might want to know about.
Yes, I will call when I find something.
Thank you. And I hang up. And now, I'm going to go over to this order, and I am going to see just what the fuck it means. So let's take a look at this order again. You, it is a copy of a model of the solar system.
Yes.
Morgana Investments. Have I ever heard of the name?
I'm going to say yes. They've ordered things of a much smaller scale before. It's very impersonal. Basically, they send their orders remotely, and then they send you a box to ship it to them. But they always pay up generously and on time.
And I'm okay with that. But what about this specific object that they want me to make? The scale model of the solar system. Can I think of what would...
I was going to ask you to make me an intelligence occult roll.
Okay, I can do that. I have 7 dice, so I'll roll with that. Let's see. Whoops. Not D6s.
Keep doing that.
Yeah, I do.
You'll never get any successes that way.
One success.
One success? Okay.
On 7 dice, yeah.
So you can tell from the schematics that basically what you're being asked is not magical, but the many of the materials that it's made out of are things that are suitable vessels for magical energies.
Hmm.
My.
Okay. That's interesting.
100% chance of being nefarious.
And, I mean, that's not crazy. You've been asked to make that things before for later enchanting.
Totally. It's just that the last time you made one, the Holocaust happened.
Nothing to it but to do it. I'll have to... I guess I'm going to end up spending the next couple of days trying to put it together.
Okay. So, is it just like the Holocaust or any genocide that happens whenever you make stuff like that?
Good question.
And, I forgot to ask Swain how to communicate with them, but that's okay, I'll figure it out.
You do have his phone number and his email address, and probably various means of contacting him.
That's true. I'm gonna go to the computer in the storage room.
Okay.
And I'm gonna shoot an email off to to Jackrabbit.
Okay.
No, he's my friend, not yours. I should bring him in more.
Right. So anyway,
he said he would get back to me about something.
It's going to say, Jack got an interesting order. Watch for Morgana Investments. The miscreants are very curious about it. Sincerely, Mr. Wake.
Okay.
And then I'm going to see what contracts of artifice actually do.
Now that you've bought them?
Yes.
Okay. Miscreants, you have been shown the door and guided outside of it.
So now what do we do?
I don't know. I think we just... I mean... Write an apology letter? Kind of did just go in there and insult him. It's kind of exclusively what we did.
Well, he is taking an order for nefarious purposes.
We went in there and called him a murderer. We weren't even in there for 5 fucking minutes.
Well, I said he could be murdered. That's not insulting, is it?
We tried to strike fear in him and then attempted to shame him. I mean, if you want, we could break in later tonight.
Well, I'm not really good at breaking in.
Yeah, I know. You're good at being noticed while breaking in.
I've never broken into anything.
It's really easy when you can move through.
Clothing thing.
Yeah. It's really easy when you can move through wires. People don't expect that. And they're all like, ooh, I have a security system, but I'm all like, ooh, it's electronic. You know?
Okay.
Yep. Oh no, what if this guy's so old-fashioned? Nah. That's impossible. Well, we can think about that for later. You go to Denny's.
I'm kind of tired of Denny's.
Oh. Well, then I don't know. I guess I could look for a job.
You should probably find a job.
Maybe. Fine. To the library!
Ba-na-na-na-na-na-na.
So, do you have What's-Her-Face's number?
Ava?
Gem lady? Yes, Ava.
Ava? Yes.
Can I have it?
I don't know. She might get angry about me passing her number around. Would you say you're in her good graces?
I could just take your phone and use that.
Not if I don't give it to you. Fine, I'll give you the number. Jeez.
I really twisted his arm.
Yep.
Give me the number. Then give me your phone. Oh, I'll just give you the number.
I'm pretty sure you're in her good graces. I've seen you two talk before. I think. Pretty sure that's happened.
I helped her save her Kyle.
Yeah, there was that. That happened.
You know, unlike some people.
Yep. I was busy helping someone else change their life.
For the
Maybe
better?
Maybe for the better. I don't know. I don't know what happened, actually. But change occurred.
So I'm going to try this newfangled texting thing and ask Ava if she found any information from the guys they took.
You're probably going to get, who is this?
Oh, this is Clarissa.
Oh, again, save her information in my phone, finally.
And then declare a vendetta against Will.
And I'll reply, I turn them into our queen.
You turned them
Did
into
you
queens.
Did you not get any information from them?
Has Sierra gotten back to me?
Nope.
She's not going to.
Yeah, she's merely going to rehire them.
Well, that's too fine, no. Because I'm not in on all your suspicions.
Yeah, well, visit more often.
Well, pretty much, I think everyone's a little put off by her. In the changeling world. Except yeah. Other Autumn Court, maybe.
Hmm. Okay.
Which is very small.
Mm-hmm.
Autumn Court's only like, what, 5 or 6 people?
Yeah. Are you counting her butler?
Yes.
And, her butler twice. And the fetch. We're counting her, too.
Okay.
It's very, very small.
Okay. So she didn't get any information from those guys. She just turned them into the Autumn Queen.
Huh. That seems counterproductive.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, shit.
Do you have Sierra's number?
I don't think so, actually.
You have the numbers of all 4 of the,
Oh, that's right.
Queens,
yeah.
Because they gave it to you in the very beginning.
That's right. So, yes, I do. Why? What do you want me to do? Start accusing her over text?
No, I was gonna call her and see if she found any information from those guys.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, that sounds reasonable, I guess. Ugh. Maybe.
I will try calling Miss Watson.
Watson residence.
Hi, this is Clarissa. May I speak with Miss Watson?
Please hold.
You sound so bored.
You've reached Miss Watson. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Clarissa. I understand that Ava gave you those two guys. Did you question them about the whole, you know, exploding thing?
Wish that I could have. Unfortunately, before I even got in the room with them, they had hung themselves. Hanged? Hung?
Hanged.
Hanged? One of those. Anyway, they died.
They're probably not dead, though.
They did not give themselves large dicks.
Because the other guy, who was in the explosion and his head was shot, he came back and he looked fine.
Huh. I did throw them in a fire after.
Why did you throw them in a fire?
Because I had two dead bodies.
You're in the Feywild!
So I should have just thrown them outside then?
Like, the police aren't going to come and see dead bodies!
Would you like to roll me a composure... empathy, I guess. Composure empathy.
Alright. Dice. And other dice.
More different dice.
Oh, they're different colored. I got a success.
One success, you said?
Yes, one.
Yeah, you... That's a weird thing to do, but...
I'll just assume she's stupid, then.
Okay.
Or, actually, I guess I assume whatever I assume anyway.
Yes. Which, you do follow policy of guilty until proven innocent.
Yep. Guilty until our rampant speculation goes in another direction.
Guilty until we break in and find out she's not.
That's about it, yep.
I'm going to ask her if she knows anything about the Burned Bride. Do you know anything about the Burned Bride?
The folk story that little girls
tell. I already know that.
Okay.
Do you know anything better than that?
Aw, better.
I mean, you're supposed to know information, right? That's what your court does, information.
Something like that. I heard that the Burned Bride was responsible for the theft of Samantha Cooling's original body. Your friend.
Wait, her last name was Cooling's?
Yes, Cooling.
Oh. Things I learned.
You probably heard it like that one time when the French mentioned it.
Yeah, probably.
And I had heard that you were trying to conjure the Burned Bride.
Who told her that?
Who did tell her that? Who told you that?
Oh. I believe it was Mr. Basherwick.
Oh, that bastard.
Did he actually, you know, remember our names? Or are you just assuming?
I'd rather...
That's a hefty implication you're making right there.
Yeah, good old Clarada and...
Cloaca.
Cloaca and...
Good old slut lady and...
Phil.
And electric dude. Do you know anything about all of these, you know, changelings that are getting killed?
Well, if I did, obviously I would have done more about it.
Shouldn't you make it your business because you're the fucking queen right now?
That's being direct.
What do you think I have been doing?
Sitting around in the Feyworld?
Actually, she pronounced the hunt very... Okay.
So...
Burning bodies?
Never be a diplomat, Georgie.
I want to make one thing clear about my home in the Feyworld. We have excellent phone reception. So don't confuse it and think that we got disconnected when I hang up on you. And then she hangs up on you.
What a bitch!
So, I guess we could burn some more bridges. Want to go fuck with
her? Just go find Sandra and say she's a pedophile, like, just cause.
No, no, I go find her and go, why did you touch me?
I will, yeah, I'd like to run an ad in the paper, in the classify. Actually, the further forward in the paper, the better, because I want everyone to know that Arthur Swain sleeps on gold.
Okay.
I'm not actually doing this, but if I really wanted to be a dick, I would.
Also, that'd be a very strange thing to put in the public paper.
Yep. You know what?
It's on gold.
The people he cares about would read it. The people he cares about. Like me. He cares about me.
I'm going to text Ava and just let her know that apparently those guys killed themselves and the Sierra just burned their bodies.
Killed themselves?
And didn't
How?
Get any information from them. Hanged.
But they were tied up.
That's what she told me.
I'm going to text Sierra and ask if she has an update.
If she has any what?
An update, since it's been a while.
Oh. Guys broke free, hanged themselves, burned their bodies, frowny face.
How'd that one guy break free of metal when he didn't in all the time that I had him?
Suspicious, isn't it?
Yes, indeed.
I'm just being I wish I was on the phone today. With
you. I wish we were in like a teleconference.
She just sends back magic? Question mark. It's weird that she's texting you back because you're pretty sure she only has a rotary phone.
I could see how you can text on a rotary phone. Terribly. It would take eons, but. You could do it.
I could assume that she has something connected to her computer.
I don't think she has a computer.
Yeah, you don't know they've ever seen one of those either.
I could still assume. I'm from the technology age.
Yeah. It's unthinkable that she doesn't. Yeah. You
Besides,
get...
didn't she have, like, the one computer that probably didn't do much in there?
I can't remember. Let me look at my notes on her house.
I remember when Eddie and Samantha went in.
Oh,
that
yes.
There was that,
she
that
has a 1990s computer.
Yeah, in the corner somewhere.
Wait, a 1990s? Not like a
so, like,
Generation
a word
1
processor?
Apple?
Not like a Charles Babbage analytical engine?
He didn't even make one
Are
of those.
Are you sure she just doesn't
she
have
hasn't.
An entire room that is a computer?
She's got any back in there. Indeed.
I'm gonna call instead of texting to continue this conversation.
Okay. It rings a couple times before she answers. Miss Watson? Hello?
I think you're lying to me.
Oof. She just comes right out with it.
Well, I just came right at it.
Yeah. We're getting blunt this session.
Yes.
Well, that's very direct.
Well, I find it highly improbable that they escaped before you got to them.
Why don't you roll me a composure empathy, please?
I have 3.
Okay. Well, you're right. The fact is, I don't know who to trust. My vigorous interrogation of those gentlemen has revealed that we have informants and betrayers within our own ranks. And I know that you were asking in reference to Larissa, who I already have my doubts about.
I've done nothing wrong.
We're only good people.
I have only been blunt.
Yeah, but bluntly making wild accusations.
I have the subtlety of a steamroller.
That's one way of putting it.
Was that all you got from them?
Well, you're not going to want to hear this.
It was Kyle the whole time.
They claim that one of their informants, indeed perhaps the man who hired them, is Arthur Swain.
Or this could just be a hate on Arthur Swain. Since they're obviously hating each other.
Yeah.
And that was all.
They told me that they were hired to lay a trap for the lot of you. I'm not sure why they wanted rid of you. But they really had no interest in Kyle or Anders to begin with. They were simply bait.
Also, wasn't Arthur in the explosion?
Yeah, and yet Arthur went into the building. Why?
Of everyone there, he did, in his defense, he did emerge probably the least damaged. As he was never shot, and he did not take the brunt of the explosion.
You mean in his undefense?
Yeah, I suppose. In her defense.
Absolutely nefarious.
Something about that still doesn't add up to me.
That is simply the information I got before they died.
Before she murdered them.
So all you got was a name, not even a motive?
Well, I think the motive is obvious. Power, money. He's always been a man smitten with riches, and likes to tell people what to do. I've long suspected he's had some sinister political connections. He makes no secret of his distaste for me.
Indeed.
I need to think on this.
Of course.
I guess I'll talk to you later.
Farewell.
And then I hang up.
Okay. Alan, you get an email from Arthur. It says, Morgana Investments is owned by Grail Conglomerate, which is a shell company for Albion United, which is probably owned by someone else. It's just shell companies and shell companies.
Well, that is weird as shit.
Obnoxious.
But okay. Shell company after shell company after shell company. It looks like what I'm going to reply to him. Looks like whatever this is just some sort of vessel, probably going to be used in a ritual. A little hesitant about making it, but I think I can figure something out if I do. We'll get back to you whenever we'll get back to you when I have more info.
Okay.
Good old one letter response.
Yep.
Yeah, it's like probably going to be used in a ritual. We'll get back to you when I have more info.
Acknowledged. However, don't want to talk to you right now.
That's all right. I mean, he's well within his rights to have his own life. Not a big fucking deal. Nick.
Yes.
Slightly unrelated. You know how armor is like 1-0 or 1-2 or 2-3 and so on and so forth? What does that mean?
Oh, it's against normal stuff and then bullets.
Yes, oh, okay. That is correct.
Because I remember looking stuff up for Kevlar because I was thinking of buying Sonya some.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's within my resources to have these things. I'm just making... I figured that it would be noteworthy to look it up for future reference. Anyway, So I'm going to try and actually construct this thing. First, I have to acquire the resources for it. They were very, very specific, so what would I need to do to get this stuff together?
Okay. Well, the money has all been provided for you.
That's good.
So, in this case, I'm going to say, you can have your choice of investigation or crafts, plus your intelligence. Okay.
Yeah, intelligence and crafts. And before I do that, I'm going to use... There are two things I can do here. The first is I can use my my Kith ability to make my tools better. It's Dex and Crafts per half hour of tinkering, giving +1 to a metal tool if I get 4 successes.
Okay.
And since I'm not really time constrained, I'd like to just keep doing that until I can bless my tools.
Fair enough.
So I've got +1 to my tools, so that's +1 from whatever from the tools that I'm using. And then I would like to... I'm looking this one up, I'm sorry. Artifice. I'm sorry, that's just for weapons and... I mean, I could do it on my tools. I could use Blessing of Perfection, but I think I'm just going to put a little bit of my willpower into this one.
Okay.
Bless my tools using the thing, and then I'll make the roll using my crafts and intelligence. So that is 3 for willpower.
Well, this was just the gathering the materials, right?
I was going to... I thought it was actually constructing the whole shebang for constructing it.
Yeah. Give me intelligence crafts just to get all your shit together in a timely fashion. And okay. That, I mean, one success will do.
All right.
And then
I thought
you
it
could
was,
pile on your 80 bonuses to the actual crafting.
Yeah, sorry. I do have a lot of bonuses to crafting stuff.
It's, you know.
That's my
when
thing.
When you're a hammer, every problem looks like a nail.
Three successes.
Yeah. You get all your shit together
okay.
very quickly.
Anyway.
You know a guy who knows a guy who gets black market fairy gold.
Yeah. So I'm going to use my seeding ability to bless my tools and then okay. pump a willpower. And then what's the die roll?
It is dex and craft.
Dex and crafts. Okay. Dex, crafts. Apparently really good at measuring materials.
Will be a very accurate craft.
Yeah, which is good. No, I just noticed that I just remembered that I took a specialty in measuring materials in craft, which makes sense. But yeah, so it's 3, 5, 8, 9 dice. Okay. And a willpower. And I actually have a bed, and I don't believe that things are out to get me this time around, so I don't have to worry about not being able to regain willpower. 2, and one of them is a 10. 3 successes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You ably build yourself an Erasmataz, a fully functioning articulated model of the solar system. In fact, cool. right after you throw those people out, you go to your back room and put the finishing touches on it.
Woo-hoo! Delightful.
Damn it.
Now it's finished.
No.
And now, evil triumphs over good.
I am
the sun
going
explodes.
A power that nobody has seen before.
He's initiated the end of days.
I'm going to spend 3 glamour. Movie. Oh. Hmm? I'm going to spend 3 glamour.
Well, what's going to be worse, the awful movie or the actual end of the world?
The movie.
Okay, then, yeah, it's the movie.
Shit.
Yes, I'm going to spend 3 glamour to study an unknown object of power and learn its abilities and intended purpose.
Okay. Oh. You got all magic and shit.
I do. Here, let me link you to something.
Yeah, I was just about to look up the details.
The powers that I have that I'm keeping secret from the audience.
Okay, you want to
for
do
dramatic
a
effect?
Bawomp.
It's number 3.
Number 3.
So, intelligence, occult, mantle. 3 glamour, because good lord, this is expensive.
Well, speaking of glamour, I probably would like to get some more in that passing week.
Yeah, how are you collecting it?
Can I collect mine at work?
Yes, everybody can make glamour rolls. Probably going to be manipulation, empathy, unless you're collecting it some special way.
Okay. Wish I wasn't so terrible at.
Okay, first day, I get it all back.
Okay, so 5 successes per dot of the item.
Okay.
I didn't get anything.
So. Dot of the item. I don't know how many dots the item is, but alright, so let's put this one together. So that is.
Oh my god, I got 4 back. Wow.
Let's see. 3 glamour, and I'm doing intelligence, occult, and mantle of autumn. And let's see. Wonder if I can add something to this. I actually think I am also going to put a willpower into this.
Okay.
Because I have 4 of those. Now I have 2. Wait, 2? Yeah, because I just spent 2. So, 13. Roll. 1, 2, 3, 4. And one of them is a 10.
Okay.
9. 5 successes. Okay. So I have one dot of this thing is kind of cool.
Okay. And each dot of it is going to be 4 hours of uninterrupted study.
Uh-huh.
So that's fascinating. I'm not going to make you keep rolling for every dot because there's no failure condition. There's no, like, all you're spending is time.
Yeah, unless I were to dramatically fail.
Which you can't unless you're doing it, like, sloshed. Is anyone doing anything in the immediate future, such as breaking into that shop or accusing Sierra of murder?
I think that breaking into that shop would be a great exercise.
Okay.
In being a terrible person.
So you're going to do it then?
Yeah.
Okay, are you actually doing it?
I would love to.
Okay. Tell me more.
Well, I do it in the usual Electric Man way.
Okay.
Are you attempting to conceal yourself?
He's going to be electric.
Boogie, yeah, boogie. Electric Man.
Are you attempting to conceal yourself?
He's going to be in your wires.
I'm asking if he's attempting to conceal himself.
I don't think he has any manner of concealing his abilities other than their natural invisibility to the naked eye.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I think the answer is no.
I hope he doesn't sleep in his shop.
So you're waiting
till... Not necessarily in my shop.
You're waiting till the middle of the night then?
Yep.
And then you're walking over to the power box for the strip mall?
I'm going to be at work.
And gotta think about lightning for a bit. Because, you know, I'm not pressed for time here, so...
Really, at that point, you might as well start from your apartment and just trail your way out.
Yeah, like, I give you money for a cab, and you can think about lightning on the ride.
Yeah, that.
Okay, you think about lightning. Make your roll.
Okay. Crap, I forget what I roll. I've only done this like 5 times.
Something weird.
That's cool.
I'm sure.
Georgie still doesn't remember what spending a willpower gets you, so.
That was like my first time I ever spent a willpower.
It was 15 sessions in.
It was the first time I ever did it.
And you don't listen when anyone else talks?
Why would I listen when other people talk? They're not me.
Terrible. Okay. Come on, Adobe, be faster. Isn't that just what everyone says? Am I right?
Are you the world's slowest person?
No, I'm not.
You just don't
you
have
know
your
I'm usually quite prompt.
It's true.
I simply didn't have this rule book open at the time being. Okay.
Not expecting to break into a man's shop?
I don't know why you wouldn't be. What is it? Becoming the Primal Foundation?
Yes.
It's weird plus manipulation.
Oh, why is it always manipulation?
Because you're manipulating your own body.
Ugh, it's terrible.
You are convincing yourself
why
to become electricity.
Why did I put only one dot in manipulation?
You should put 4 dots in manipulation.
Yeah.
Well, I got 3 successes regardless.
Okay.
Because my weird is just that good.
You zip-zap into the power lines and start peeking out.
I have 20 experience. I should really do manipulation.
You should gain yourself some manipulation.
Then you start peeking out through the light fixtures. Okay. What you find is things.
Ooh.
You find the front of the shop, much as you left it, filled with knickknacks, paddywhacks, and dogs with bones. The back room is sparse as all hell. There's some chests in there. What I'm assuming Tom meant to write punching bag instead of body bag.
No, that's not even where it is.
Okay, so that's in the back room?
That's in the double back room. Everything there is in the double back room. The back room is where I'm working on the device.
Okay, I'm confused now. So you're working on it in the actual back room?
Yes, as opposed to the back room.
Okay. Then when you peek through the light fixture in the back room, you see Alan there, basically in meditation with this thing in front of him, as he's just staring at it. Just touching it, feeling all of its articulations, like getting up close and personal.
And stroking his mustache, I'm assuming.
Yeah, actually, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
That's the reason why you have the mustache, right?
Huh. He's annoyingly still there.
But you see the thing.
There is the thing. I kind of want to destroy the thing, but he's right there. And he knows I'm an electric man. And I haven't seen any other of us.
Except for you saw.
Well, you, like electric people.
Do you mind if I use the one dot of that thing?
The one dot of that thing.
Not that thing.
That's why I asked if Kevin was concealing himself.
Character physically makes contact. I don't see why you would.
Okay.
Like,
if I wouldn't, notice anything. Like, the lights aren't flickering, even though there's a surge of electricity.
That's true.
Make me a
wits composure and try to beat his three successes on his electric now.
And if I don't notice, I don't notice.
Yep.
How many successes did you get, Kevin?
Three.
Okay, so I got to beat three successes?
Yes.
I actually did pretty damn well.
Nice.
I was rolling four dice.
It's one, and I'm 10 again. No, I don't notice.
Okay. Yeah, you're just impressed
chalking it up to doing it. Yeah, just chalking it up to shitty light fixtures, but I'm going to keep on going and going and going.
Okay. Electric Boogaloo, what are you doing?
I almost want to, like, whisper at him, stop it.
Are you doing that?
Can do that.
So the device is already made, right?
Yes.
Damn.
But you don't know that.
It looks finished to you. It looks like
damn, so I can't interrupt his making it. That.
About what time is this, by the way?
This is the middle of the night at this point. You've been
studying with maybe slightly after midnight-ish.
And what time did they... This is actually pertinent, though. Like, what time did they actually get there?
It was 6 o'clock.
At night?
Hours.
Yes.
Okay, so...
Hours.
I'm in the midst of the second dot, then.
Setting the place on fire would be a bit much. Probably.
Jesus. You people are fucking animals.
Are we?
No, because animals don't make wild conclusions and burn people's houses down based on...
I have not burned anyone's houses down.
I guess at this point, I'll observe him. And, well... Now, I will try whispering, stop it.
You hear a dumb motherfucker whispering, stop it.
Well, at that point, I'm sure you notice him.
I'm going to use the one dot of that thing.
Okay. You warlock's gaze. Hit me with your best shot. Fire away. It's physical contact.
It's a pretty simple.
Yep.
It's easy.
I'm just a ghost. Jeez. I was voted best by at least one ghost.
I know how you broke into Mr. Swain's house now. You can come out.
No. I like it in here.
Well, that's fine. You,
I see you're still making the thing.
No, actually.
I see you've made the thing.
Yes. I was very curious about what it was to be used for. And then some dumb motherfucker decided to get into my walls and tell me to stop.
Well, so I see we put the doubt in you.
Can you come out, please?
I prefer not to. It's kind of hard to get back in.
Well, that's unfortunate. So what is this? You just are an electric man? Is that what you do?
You saw me.
You could say that, yes.
Like, take a guess.
Take a look. It's in a book. Reading Rainbow.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
You certainly made me doubt. They are one of my best customers. Very yeah. well paid by them.
I can imagine. Sierra has a lot of money.
Sierra?
I don't know. I'm kind of assuming there, but...
No. Hold on a moment. Wait. What do you know about Sierra?
She's the Autumn Queen.
Yes. Beyond all of that bullshit.
She's really suspicious.
Oh, no. Who would have thought?
Well, Clarissa and I think that she has a disagreement with Arthur Swain and the Safe Harbor Society. And she is also trying to turn opinion against Mr. Swain. And actually trying to kind of tear this whole changeling community apart to her benefit.
Allegedly.
Yes.
You know, if this weren't all stuff that I already knew and have known for years, I would be very happy that you did all my detective work for me.
I see.
Just now, and told me about it, without me having to ask you anything.
Mm-hmm. I'm just that nice.
Let me give you some advice.
Shoot.
If you ever see a changeling doing something suspicious, don't confront them about it. Because you never know when they're capable of watching you moving through their electrical outlets.
Ah. Subterfuge is not our specialty.
I can tell.
I don't know, he can't even see me.
Mr. McKinley, I am not a very subtle man. But even I know when to keep my mouth shut. Now.
I guess we're just mostly shocked that no one else appears to really be doing much about
no
this.
One else apparently, does anything.
Apparently it's been going on for years, according to you-ish. You've implied it.
No one else does anything because nobody else cares.
Why don't they care?
I suggest you try and figure that one out. Do you know how long, Miss Watson, Sierra, that little girl, has been the Autumn Queen?
Hundreds of years?
No. Not even close. But long enough. Where people who remember her from before then don't want anything to do with her.
I see. So you're saying she wasn't a bitch before?
No, I'm saying that she's been a bitch this entire time.
Okay.
She's a bitch. Would you like me to use those words? Well, she's a bitch. Did. She's been a bitch. She'll always be a bitch. She'll be terrible. She'll be a monster. She'll learn things about you and do things to you that you have no idea are even happening to you. You're being manipulated by her right now.
That's the problem. She won't be our bitch. We'll be hers. We all.
Okay. I don't want anything to do with the Autumn Court anymore. Dragging me into their affairs is going to have to be far more convincing than, oh, look, Sierra Watson is doing something evil yet again.
Hmm.
Did you ever stop and think about why she's the Autumn Queen?
Because magic? Okay, because she manipulated the inner party politics in such a fashion?
And who but the Autumn Court can stop her from being the Autumn Queen?
Death.
Now, if she's the Autumn Queen, and there's a Summer King, and there's a Winter King, and then there's a Spring Queen, and every single one of those kings and queens are selected by their court to be their ruler, then it must logically follow that the people of the Autumn Court want Miss Watson to be their queen. So, regardless of what you think is right or wrong or good or bad about any of the courts, she's the queen. And if you want her to not be the queen, you're going to have to make the case for replacing her.
Or...
You have no idea about the balance of power between all of the courts, do you?
We could all join the Autumn Court. Every one of us, and vote against her.
Well, it's not really a vote, but sure, you could try. Certainly somebody with all of your magical powers might have something to say about it. She likes magic.
I'm not really magic.
Well, I would suggest you learn about magic in the Autumn Court then if you want to take her down.
I'm more of a Summer Court guy, actually.
Well, then why don't you go cry to your Summer Court friends, and then they can slam their heads against a couple of walls over and over again. That'll be great, yes. Right?
Well, okay, they seem...
It'll be a grand old party.
Okay, they seem largely oblivious, honestly.
It's not...
Everyone seems largely... And
slash or acquiescent?
They don't care, because it's an Autumn Court affair. Do I have to rhyme it for you?
You just did.
Yes,
and
apparently
I'll admit
that
it
seems
helped.
To be the only thing you understand.
That's now, really frustrating, because it affects all of us. I don't care that it's only happening in the Autumn Court, it affects all of us.
But if there's no proof, then there's no case, and if there's no case, then even an axe-wielding maniac isn't going to drive it into Sierra Watson's shoulder.
I've tasted that axe.
That's why you find proof.
So, yeah, we could try to get proof.
Mm-hmm, we could.
That is kind of what we've been trying to do.
Yes, that is what we've been trying to do. And then somebody got into our light fixtures and told us to stop.
Oh, were you trying to figure something out?
Oh, no, I've just been staring intently and poring over every nook and cranny of this device for literally no reason.
I don't know, maybe you were admiring your work.
I am not.
I don't know what. I don't know what you do for investigation. I don't usually go about
studying things and investigating them and staring at them and trying to figure out things about them. No, you don't seem to do that. You walk into people's shops and you threaten them and say that they caused the Holocaust.
He to your face.
No, I'm exaggerating. But I'm doing it for comedic effect.
You are German.
He did say the Armenian
Holocaust.
Yes, I am
Holocaust. German.
I mean the Armenian genocide, though.
Yeah, I am German. Well, no, I'm German-American. No, you
your character or
sucks.
You?
My character is German-American.
Okay. Okay. So, how about you, with all your couthness, how would you go about it?
I would continue gathering information about things that I find suspicious that have to do with the Autumn Court.
Well, yes, okay, we have been investigating that. Would you like a short rundown?
No!
Oh. Fine.
Because I probably know everything you know already!
Really? How would you know about this?
Because I've been doing this for over 15 years!
Fine, then what do you know about the Burned Bride, then?
What do I know about the Burden Bride? Let's see. How about I roll an occult to figure it out?
Absolutely. Intelligence occult.
Sure. Aside from the, you know, superficial knowledge that it's some
right
story.
Yes, well. 4 successes.
That's a lot.
Okay. You know that the Burned Bride, the story is allegedly been around forever, but within the last few decades there has been actual sightings, and indeed every couple of years a kid turns up dead at a slumber party or walking home from something, just literally frightened to death. There's never a physical injury, just the heart gave out. And that has been attributed in hushed whispers in the supernatural community as being the work of the Burned Bride.
No.
I think that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I knew already.
The Burned Bride operates entirely out of fear. People are scared to death of right?
Literally, yeah.
Yes. Now, what does fear have to do with changelings?
It's the emotion of the Autumn Court.
Now, where could somebody get so much control over fear that they might even be able to scare someone to death with it?
Being queen of the Autumn Court?
Not necessarily queen. That's something that I have yet to prove. But yes, everything you found out is something I've been watching for a very long time.
Well, shit. Why didn't we find you sooner?
Because I keep to myself, because the politics of the courts are stupid.
Okay, well, let's make them unstupid. It's a word now.
I've tried that already.
Well, let's try again. This time, you have a bunch of young go-getters on your side.
By a bunch, you mean two, right?
Maybe up to 3. A bunch.
I will tell you this. There is a power locked deep within Autumn that Sierra knows nothing about, and it is probably her greatest fear.
Ooh. That's oddly appropriate.
Mm.
I like it.
Sierra is concerned with power, and control, and wizardry, and all of these other crazy things. Scaring people, and burning people, and other great and terrible and powerful stuff. The flashier, the better.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what Autumn is about. Autumn is about the unknown. Autumn is about finding the rules,
knowing the rules, exploiting the rules, and using those exploitations to break someone. That is someone's greatest fear.
Oh.
The unknown itself. Being totally and completely defeated in such a way that they are to be completely demoralized. Have you ever read, though, I don't know, The Art of War?
Can't say I have.
Well.
I've always been more of a, physicist.
If Sun Tzu were a changeling, he may very well be an autumn courtier. I suggest you learn more about fear.
I don't know, it's supposed to be like channeling rage or something.
Yes.
And no. As it was once said, anger leads to suffering somehow? I forget. Exactly.
I thought fear led to suffering.
Yeah, fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hurt. Hurt leads... No, I don't know. Hate leads to suffering. That's the one.
A great man once
one
said...
One big circle.
But the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And wow. Sierra follows this to a T.
So she's FDR?
Certainly more manipulative than him.
Hmm.
That's what you think.
Now, I have a strange model of the solar system to study.
Okay. Well, I
don't
guess...
go accusing people of being genocidal murderers before you realize they're on your side.
Sorry.
And be a little more subtle, will you? Good God.
I'll do my best.
You know Swain knows he broke into his house, right?
I told him.
Okay, good.
Like, I feel bad about it, because I actually really like Arthur Swain now.
Well, that's good. He thinks you're really weird.
On Sierra's word, we tried to dig up dirt on Arthur Swain, but I was completely incapable of doing so. And so that's kind of when our suspicions switched from Swain to Sierra herself.
Hmm. Well, that's good of you. I'm also kind of not surprised that she would do that, given that Swain is probably one of the few people actually trying to make the situation better. But even he isn't as blunt as you are about it.
I guess. But no, I agree. I like, I feel that what he wants to implement will help protect both us and also the humans that no one seems to care about from future abductions.
Mm-hmm.
Which I feel should be our true goal, to stop this.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, sorry, I guess.
Past your bedtime, young sir?
No.
He's like, what, in his, like, 30s or some shit?
Late 20s?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm sorry for bothering you. I'm sorry for breaking in. I guess maybe we'll keep in touch.
Just be glad to know that you can't break into my home. Not with powers like that, anyway.
What, do you not have electricity?
Well, this isn't my home, now is it?
Well, no, but I mean, if you've got, you know, if you're connected to the grid, I can probably get in. Which, annoyingly, when Miss Watson's residence is not. What with being in the Fae and all that. Or the what's it? The in between space. Freak the name. Hedge. That one. In other words, I so totally would have done this all over her house by now.
Mm. You seem like the type
to leave.
I'm gonna bite a piece of my fingernail off. And I'm going to walk over to my back wall and just kind of start scratching a door into it.
Okay, that's weird. I'm leaving now.
Mm-hmm.
Good night.
Good night. I'm going to grab the device, and then I'm going to walk through the wall.
Hmm. Platform 9 3/4, you say? Okay, I'm going to head home. That was unexpectedly pleasant.
Okay.
So what did I find out? Because I got interrupted. Uninterrupted study.
That's true.
Kevin fucked me over.
Two dots worth of shit. Okay. So what you find doesn't make a whole lot of sense. What it is basically voodooed all principles on the solar system. Which, so as a vessel for magic...
Oh my god, she wants to keep it autumn forever.
As a vessel for magic, it doesn't make any sense because no magic in all of Changelingdom is powerful enough to do that. You don't even know... Like, a true fae in their realm might be able to control how the planets impact them, but not the planets overall. It's the essentially, it's like you built, as ordered, the frame of a car that can go 1,000,000 miles per hour.
But somebody would you don't have the engine.
Yeah, you don't have the engine to actually make it happen.
Hmm. Well.
Trying.
Not today. I spent far too much glamour to do that.
Aww.
I'll have to wait. By the way, I'm now in my hollow.
Yes.
The hollow is the back room, the back room of the store. It's
the back room,
literally
back
through the
room.
Wall. Yeah. The back room of the store has like mundane stuff, like old antiques and things like that, and like the computer I use to keep everything together and all of that stuff. Like, it's hooked up to the grid, it's part of the store, but through the back wall of it, I have to draw a door on the back wall using one of my fingernails.
Okay. Get a hold of some of his fingernails. Got it.
Yes, that was a hint.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where, like, the actual magical shit is stored.
Okay. And what I assume is a punching bag?
Yes. Well, it's called a body bag, but, like, it's one of those larger.
Yeah, a large punching bag. But to me, a body bag means something far more sinister.
Yes, like a bag that you put a dead body in.
Yeah, that's what I think of usually.
Do, 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 do.
Hey, sweetie, come here.
Yes.
Turn around.
Okay. So you guys have
it's a boxing bag. I guess
a shit ton of suspicions. What are you all doing
as
with
per
them?
You...
I don't know.
Well, I'm going back home. Waking up Clarissa. Oh, wait, she's probably at work. Yeah. I'll wait for her to get home.
It's late. I need sleep.
Okay. You go to sleep.
Yep.
Eddie waits for Will waits for Clarissa.
I'm assuming
Eddie
I go home at some
point.
Dead. Eddie is dead still.
Eddie is dead.
He's a ghost.
Well, his spirit and coat lives on.
I love that coat.
I know. That's why it's an anchor for you in this world.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they have anchors.
Yeah, it's delightful.
I remember that now, because once upon a time I had a run-in with a locket.
All right.
Yes, that's what that was, apparently.
Yep, and then we broke it. And that bitch went home. We didn't fix any of her problems, we merely destroyed her anchor. Not sure if we were supposed to fix her problems, but we didn't.
We could, yeah, but eh.
She was really mean. I mean, maybe Teddy was like some crazy, crazy necromancer. Who knows?
Well, you certainly do, not you guys, because you didn't investigate shit. A policy you maintain to this day. You just make wild accusations and break things.
Yeah, so we started that policy of not investigating shit back in Pathfinder, and we're sticking to our guns.
Or if anyone in the party does investigate anything, just assume they're a liar. Or there's no proof to their words. Like, you can't go by their word because, I mean, they didn't travel with you and save your life multiple times.
I'm fairly sure every Someone's time this group has to investigate something, one of our listeners hangs themselves.
That explains where they all go.
Like, it's that bad.
All right, Clarissa comes home. Something explained it all.
Yes, I'm explaining it all to Clarissa. Take that, Melissa Joan Hart.
How often have you said that?
Not very often. Also, now that I say it, not often enough. But yeah, I tell her what I saw. I tell her about our conversation.
Okay.
Yeah, so he shares our sentiments. He just doesn't give many fucks.
That seems to be the policy with all changelings.
Yeah,
Oh, changelings are dying? Meh.
Yeah, what's with that? What is with that? You think they would care more?
At least the way that, hey, it could be them next, you know?
Yeah. I mean, still, geez.
Like, I mean, I can understand. I mean, who the fuck cares about Cat Turner?
I mean, geez. I don't know. So, yeah, that's all I got. And, yeah, Burn Bride is maybe probably Sierra.
Okay.
Phone with maybe probably on this.
Don't forget you tried to summon her again.
Yep.
You did, but she didn't come.
Yeah. I mean, we're here in the middle of the night in our apartment, alone-ish, together.
Just us and a cat. I feed my cat.
Okay.
In the dark, our neighbors can hear us yelling like this.
I think you've lost track of the point you were trying to make. Yeah. Assuming there was one.
Wait, there's a point?
I don't know. When's she gonna come murder us? Damn it. She's taking so long. I mean, I don't want to die, per se, but...
I mean, she's taking way longer than the King of Cats. I mean...
Yeah.
Does she also like sunbeams?
Who knows? One can only speculate. I don't know. Well, whoever the Burned Bride is, they sure suck. I look around expectantly. Yeah,
I don't
okay.
think that's how it works.
I don't know.
You just assume she can hear you anywhere now?
Yep. Well, we summoned her. Now that she performed the ritual, she has, like, vision on us. You know, like that time that, What's-Her-Face was a huge bitch. I forget her name.
Mockaway?
Mockaway, that's it. Yeah, that time Mockaway was a huge bitch.
What?
Yep.
It involved the yelling of the word treachery.
the vampire lady from the previous campaign who was piggybacking on Bill McKinley's census.
Yes.
Yeah, and there was a switch that turned her into a huge bitch and she flipped it. I don't know if Will should be bitter about this happening to his fetch. Also, he doesn't know it all. But yeah. The bitterness is still there with the player.
Noted.
You are so butt blasted about this.
You're gonna be so good too. Fucking knock away.
So mad.
And then I was gonna go burn down the retirement home and then drive off. Cause I assumed that she lived there, even though that's probably not actually the truth. Also, I would have burned down the retirement home during the day. So if they had to evacuate her, it would be right out into the sunlight, stupid bitch.
Oh.
Yep. Would have been great. I hadn't died.
Maybe you shouldn't have died.
I tried not to, but it just happened.
Been better at not dying.
It all happened so fast.
Anyway. You're just going to keep bitching about things that happened a campaign ago?
Yep. Not even one campaign ago. We've done other things, right? Yeah.
Yes.
The 5th edition stuff happened between there. Not that.
A lot of stuff happened.
Yeah.
And you were about to say they hadn't heard the 5th edition stuff, but they have.
Well, they had, but not that it was done in sequence. It was more what I was going to say.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Will bitches to you for a while.
Will also develops my cough in character. There.
I just kind of glaze over like what normally happens when he bitches at me.
Okay.
Well, that'd be terrible if I'm trying to sneak through someone's walls and it's an electric man and I start coughing.
Yeah, well, you made it canon.
Yep, I did.
So you're either going to have to solve your cough or, you know, never made it canon.
No, don't worry. Whenever I think about lightning, I can also take a soothing lozenge.
Okay. Ava, I know you were stewing over some information. Any plans?
So I'm not really sure what to do with it.
Kill her.
What was that?
You whispered kill her.
Oh. How?
Was that Kevin whispering that?
Yes.
Yes. It's the best option.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure what to do.
Okay. Anyone have plans?
Once I get a good night's sleep, I'm going to need to recover my glamour. Going to be very diligent about it.
I will mail an apology note to that store, another man's treasure.
Okay, what are you saying in this apology note?
I'm sorry, I was a huge bitch.
Okay.
Clarissa.
And then it's got like a picture of a crying kitten on it?
Yes.
Okay.
That's endearing. I'm gonna try to get a different shady job.
Or you could, you know, not get a shady job.
No. I hated the one respectable job I had, and it wasn't even that respectable. I didn't respect myself doing that job.
Okay. Well, big questions, Alan, are you sending that thing?
I am going to hold on to it for a few days.
Okay.
And I am going to find, or not find, talk to Arthur about it.
Okay.
But first, I am going to get myself some glamour back.
How are you doing that?
Well, let's see. That's a good question.
Thanks.
I'm totally looking at a picture of a chimpanzee bottle feeding a baby tiger.
Cool.
See?
I did see that.
Let's see. What emotions are there to be harvested?
Any emotion?
I wouldn't mind harvesting the emotions of my customers as they come into the store. You know, like if somebody comes in and they're very satisfied with the purchase, I wouldn't mind siphoning off their happiness.
Okay.
Whoa. You have customers?
Yes.
Probably nerdy ones.
Yeah, it's an antique store. It's like you get middle-aged women who want to, you know, purchase really nice rustic furniture. Sorry, Mom. And, you know, like people who are interested in curios. I mean, I have like collectors, like a ton of like just weird antiques and stuff.
Probably some desperate people who need to pawn off some stuff too.
Yeah, precious metals peoples and stuff like that. You know,
body bags.
Make me a manipulation socialize roll.
Manipulation socialize. Oh, that's not cool. That's actually something I don't have. And my seeming curse is that I have an untrained penalty on socials. It's a slow burn. Let's see. I usually end up paying Ziggy for this kind of shit.
I guess you're gonna go there after.
Yeah, I probably will, but I mean, I'm going to have to deal with what I got first, so. Manipulate, socialize, and then the minus two from unskilled means that I have the chance die.
What happens if you critical fail a glamour harvesting?
I don't know. I might be looking it up.
I get the one chance die, right?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I recover nothing all day. It's just a regular old day at work. Oh, it's a white tiger. Nope, just a normal day at work. So I'm going to have to wait until the evening and do my usual shit. Unless everybody else is doing something during the day, I have nothing until the evening.
Work, I suppose. Mm. I don't even know what day of the week it is now.
I'm going to go with Monday.
Just because Monday, it's possibly glamour?
For you guys who've been basically doing nothing for a week, you can fill your glamour up.
Yes. I just happened to use 5 pieces of glamour last night.
Yeah, the only time constraint right now is the thing that's not an astrolabe, but I'm going to call it that. If and when it gets sent along. It's really the only pending time-sensitive thing.
I have no intention of approaching the Autumn Queen about it.
Hmm.
Yeah, if nobody else is doing anything, I'd like to accelerate to evening.
Okay.
I'm going to give Arthur a call.
Alright. Arthur Swain.
Hey, Mr. Swain, it's, Alan. A little concerned about this thing that I've made.
How come?
Well, you know about, voodoo?
Voodoo. Like,
yes, voodoo.
New voodoo. Orleans Predator 2 style fucking voodoo magic.
Yes. That kind Creole, of voodoo? Creole crazy religion. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Exactly what I'm thinking of. Now, what if I told you that I'm making a voodoo doll of the solar system? You'd think I was crazy, right?
Yes.
Yes. Well, can't tell you how I know this, but it seems that whatever this thing that I've been instructed to make is supposed to be that. And, I can't think of a single magic out there, short of the powers of the true Fae themselves, that could power it, but it appears to be a device that could serve to manipulate the flow of the planets themselves. I mean, stranger things have happened. Well, no, actually, this might be the strangest thing I've ever seen happening, but you get the idea.
I
need your help.
With what?
I have a feeling that this might be the work of, shall we say, a common enemy?
Okay.
And somebody very rich and very well versed in the power of magic has commissioned me to make a voodoo doll capable of altering the course of the planets in our solar system.
Okay. I'm with you so far.
Right. I feel like I should probably destroy it, but I'm genuinely curious about seeing if we can't lure the person who is interested in purchasing this device from me into a trap.
Okay.
Come to think of it, I've never met a representative from Morgana Investments. And I've been dealing with them for some time now. If you say they're shell company upon shell company upon shell company, and the layers go deeper and deeper and deeper, then I think it might be to our advantage to arrange a meeting.
Holy shit, is this dark out.
And what makes you think they'll meet you, if they clearly don't do business in person?
Well, I don't think that I have enough pull to do so, but a fellow investor might.
Okay.
What I am suggesting is that you offer up a bid on the item and negotiate directly with them about it, using your investments.
So you want me to try to buy this thing from them? Why would they sell it to me?
I'm not suggesting they sell it, that they're going to sell it to you, but more that you're going to purchase it from me.
Okay.
So you purchase it from me, they get wind of this, and then we arrange a direct meeting for negotiation of the price. They're going to want to save this investment.
I don't have to actually buy it, right? We're just going to save it.
No.
Okay.
You don't have to. No.
So you just want me to hold on to it and then make them come get it?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you do that?
Sure.
Can I trust you in this?
Do you mean, am I going to make Saturn go the other way?
I highly doubt you have the power to do so.
Me too.
But it would
but
be cool.
I can't promise I won't try.
Well, I'm not quite sure any of the rituals necessary to do so. I think somebody with a far more vast level of magical knowledge than I have would be able to do so.
No, unfortunately, I'm just going to spin it around.
You can definitely do that. It's really a fascinating model. I mean, it works.
You put a lot of love in it.
If you spin the sun, what'll happen is it's actually geared up to spin all the other planets around it. It's really a fascinating device. But I digress. I was studying what it was supposed to be for, but I got interrupted by exactly the thing that you thought that would happen.
Okay.
So, cheers.
Good old dependable Will.
He can always be counted on to break into your house.
He can't break in. I've made sure of that.
Well, I thought I had too.
Yes, well, some of us have less conventional forms of security, let's say. But what I need is for you to somewhat publicly arrange a meeting with me, purchase the device, and make it known that you have outbid them.
Well, I'm going to have to also come up with a story why you're selling off commission.
Yep. The story is, holy shit, that's a lot of money, and I can just make another one.
Well, then why don't they just have you make another one?
Because
that takes time.
It takes time, and we're going to see if they need it.
Okay, well, public place. Sierra is setting up that sanctuary, the Changeling Social Club, or wherever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Should be opening soon. Why don't we go there and make the trade?
That sounds delightful. Wink, wink, of course.
Yes, wink, wink.
Now, fortunately, I'm terrible at being subtle, so this should be something that's quite noticeable, especially if it's going to be something that's under her locus of control. I'm excited about this. Finally, a lead. Just wish I knew more.
Do we want to involve those people? I know they've been investigating Sierra.
Well, I explained a few things to them, such as about the burned bride and my suspicions, but I imagine they're going to show up in their own way anyway. They seem... You're right, to have good intentions. And once you get past the idea of them, you know, accusing you of causing genocide, you,
We didn't actually do that.
Wow, is that a German thing? Because that's pretty racist. Or nationalist.
I was thinking that as well. I feel a little bad about it. You know, we're not actually allowed to, deny anything about it. I mean, it's illegal. We have to... It's a part of... It's terrible, is what...
Well, I mean, it's not illegal here.
I grew up in a different time.
No, it's just disgusting. Accusing me of genocide just because I'm German.
Shame is an integral part of German culture.
Anyway.
But anyway, they'll show up. I'm sure they will. They always get their noses into everything, so it's going to seem interesting to them. And it involves Sierra, so... What do you know? Oh, we just happen to be around here.
Oh. I should invite Miss Long to the opening. She's a gossip.
Well, yes, uses the Instagram thing on practically everything she sees.
I like her Instagram. It's classy. She uses really good filters.
I don't trifle myself with these things. It was bad enough that you had to convince me to get a laptop.
Look, if you want to run a small business these days, you need to be on the internet.
My website is terrible. It's like from 1995.
I'm going to say, you opened
Geocities site letters a long that time flash
ago. And I don't even realize Geocities shut down.
It's got a dancing mailbox. Contact us.
Yes. It's an awful website from like the 90s.
It has meeting music that blasts as soon as you open the website,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, God. I'm just imagining. Why do I always play old men?
I don't know.
Except for that time you played an old man.
Child.
Yeah. Except for the time I played an idiot child.
So, the plan is set. I'm excited. I'm very excited about this. Thank you, Arthur. You've been instrumental all these years.
Well, you're quite welcome. I'll make sure you get an invitation to the opening of the sanctuary.
Yes, I would really rather not beg, if you don't mind. For very, very obvious and slightly shameful reasons. Shame, shame.
Yes, well aware.
Right.
I'll take care of it.
Thank you. You are a true friend. Goodbye, Mr. Swain.
Farewell.
Click.
Beep.
How delightful. A lead at long last. I'm going to have a sale.
Okay. A short while later, all of you receive an invitation in the mail.
Ooh.
To the grand opening of the Half Moon Club, which advertises itself as a social club where like-minded individuals can gather in safety and comfort and discuss shared experiences.
That seems kind of weird.
And
yeah, it does.
It indeed has a logo of a half moon.
Creative.
When did we get potato chips?
Today.
I want potato chips.
That's the kind of clothes that I had in mind.
They're salt and vinegar.
Oh, those are the best kind.
Yeah, I was thinking she was literally going to have like a social club inside the hedge or something.
No, that'd be weird.
Which would be kind of cool, but also kind of really weird.
Yep. It's that second thing and only that second thing.
And it advertises the grand opening this Saturday.
Saturday! What a day!
And where is
everything it? Happens on Saturday.
There is a Nightingale address.
Okay.
Yay. That's convenient.
How convenient.
It's local. So local.
So
I am headed to Ziggy's Theater.
Theater. Are you just buying up glamour?
I'd like to buy up glamour, but I'd also like to meet with Ziggy after one of the films.
Okay.
Sorry, Ziggy's not working.
That's great.
Not like that.
Yeah.
You work here?
Yes.
It has been a while since I've seen a film.
Okay. What film are you seeing?
The film.
The film?
Yes,
there's more than one theater here.
I plunked down $35. You know what I'm talking about.
Pick one of the theaters. I take the money.
Thanks kindly. Just gonna buy my glamour back. Or however that works.
Yeah, I'm fine saying that you can fill up your glamour before things actually happen on Saturday.
Yay! But yeah, at one point I'm going to head up to the I'm going to head up to the front desk and say, I do need to speak to Ziggy. I understand he's not working, but I know he lives here.
Hold on. I will try texting Ziggy. I'm saying that. What's your name?
Alan from One Man's Treasure. Or Another Man's Treasure, sorry.
Alan from Another Man's Treasure wants to talk to you.
He texts back, buying or selling.
Yes, buying or selling.
Neither.
No.
Eh. And then he comes downstairs anyway.
Then he just talks to me the entire time, just back towards Alan. No.
Alan, what can I do for you?
We have a lead.
Do we? What kind of lead?
Well, you know about the opening of the very important social club this weekend, right?
I do. I was even going to give my girl the night off.
Thank you.
Oh, did you get an invitation?
Yes.
Delightful. Hopefully I'll see you and your partner there.
My apartment's kind of a shithole.
I said partner.
Oh, partner.
Your partner's kind of a...
My partner's kind of a shithole.
Accurate. Well, I'm not a shithole.
Oh, fine, shitheel.
We're talking about me. No, in bad ways.
Of all of us, he's probably the nicest.
I'm a peach.
He did build an electric death trap. Because his employer was weird.
That's true, yeah.
Whereas
but weird in a very different way.
Oh, I probably should have had you make a clarity roll for the 110 millionth time you've broken into someone's house.
But I mean, if it's the 110 millionth time, then it's really normal now.
Except you keep justifying it and your glamour never drops.
Clarity,
you mean my clarity? Yes.
Yeah, that bullshit.
My glamour's dropped. So you're going to have me roll two dice, I'm guessing?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to look it up.
Five dice. Have me roll five dice.
Don't tell me what to do.
Five dice burger and fries.
Your clarity right now, six?
It is six. It's only gone down once.
Roll me three dice.
Cool. Haha, not today. That's a success.
You are not crazy today, Kevin.
You're just not doing what you gotta do.
Not today.
I mean, it's just going into the electricity to, you know, see what someone's doing.
Uh-huh. Well. Yes, the social club thing this weekend.
Imagine the day I do go insane, though.
Mr. Swain and I are conducting
Wouldn't
a deal.
Wouldn't that be terrifying?
You're always going to be looking through the light sockets thinking someone's looking at you.
Okay.
Like, if I can do it, maybe I'm not the only one.
What kind of deal?
A delightful deal. He'll be bidding on an item that I have... Certainly not for sale, but have constructed. Tell me, what do you know of voodoo?
Like, the dolls?
Yes.
Horror movie bullshit?
I want you to imagine the biggest voodoo doll you've ever seen.
Done?
Bigger?
Okay.
Bigger.
That's a really big doll.
Your showmanship is impressive. Where are we going with this?
Maybe not a being or an item or a beast, but perhaps a planet or even a solar system.
You're going to voodoo doll the solar system.
I'm not going to. My client is. Mr. Swain and I are going to find out exactly why they want to.
Well... That seems like some super villainy level shit.
You're going to throw the moon into the earth.
Yes, I figured that somebody whose primary concern was the well-being of the Freehold, what with the respectable business you conduct here, might want to know about it. And react accordingly.
React accordingly? Half-price apocalypse movies? I would love to stop that.
No, Mr. Stardust.
Ziggy, please.
Yes.
We're all friends here.
What I'm suggesting might be a little immoral.
I'll try to soldier through. Go on.
How often do you see members of the Autumn Court in here?
Ash comes by all the time.
Oh, that's right, Ash. We kind of like him, and he's only vaguely annoyed with us.
That's because we've only dealt with him, like, once.
If Ash comes here all the time, I'd like to have him be watched.
Okay.
I'm very suspicious of the Autumn Court. But, of course, you know, paranoid old man I am, you know that.
You do seem pretty paranoid.
Watch for what exactly?
See who he comes in with.
Pretty sure he comes alone a lot.
Yeah, I can tell you. Right now, he comes alone, and he comes to the kind of movies that you go alone to.
Yeah. Definitely.
Oh. Well, that's a dead end. Never mind. I discard this. That's a little creepy.
Yeah. Man's got urges.
Did not need that visual in my head.
Oh, of Ash tugging it? Neither did I, but that's how I make my money.
How good of a customer is he?
A couple times a week.
He runs a taxi business. You can't meet women in a taxi business?
I don't think it's the...
Why would anyone hook up with their taxi driver?
Yeah, that's just weird.
Especially when their taxi driver is greasy and smelly.
Yeah. I wouldn't hook up with that.
We'll never understand you people.
What's not to understand? Would you want to hook up with Ash?
Well, no, but for entirely different reasons.
Right, well, are we done talking about Ash tugging it?
You keep bringing this thing up. Are you going to be there on Saturday or not?
It's a weird noise when he does it, too.
Oh, it's squishy, because he's so greasy.
Yes. I don't think he needs any kind of lotion.
Are you going to be there on Saturday or not?
Yes.
Good. Delightful. Leave your shotgun in your car. I'm worried.
Okay. I don't think you understand what sanctuary means, but I'll bring it.
Yes, of course. We're all going to be protected against the big bad thing that owns it. I'm leaving.
Just remember, Ash tugging it.
This is the greatest day of my life. Sale is over.
Greasy penis.
Yeah, I don't understand Ash's powers at all.
He's the door guy.
I know, but, like, he's creepy and weird, and he...
So is Hixton.
Yeah, basically, Ash's job is to document and carve out new paths through the hedge.
Which is the very opposite of what the secret society's trying to do.
Mm. I also just imagine that he runs a taxi business, like I inferred that.
Yes, you said that, and I couldn't remember if it had ever been established, but I've never established or thought up anything to the contrary. So,
but it seems like something Ash would do, like he'd run a taxi business, because it would take him all over Maine anyway.
He's a wayfarer.
Yes, he's a wayfarer.
I guess I'll chat with Arthur about going to the thing on Saturday.
He does invite you to accompany him.
Oh.
Delightful.
He's such a stand-up guy.
Or is he?
He's so perfect.
Except for all the cocaine.
Except for all the cocaine, yeah.
No, cocaine is perfection.
And his desire to beat the shit out of people in order to settle differences. That's a little barbaric.
Do we also get all of our willpower back if we have good night sleeps?
Yes. And, okay. And hedonism. And the fact that he sleeps on a literal pile of gold.
Yes.
There are worse things I could fault him for. Cat, what are you fucking doing?
What is he doing?
Okay, no, wait, I'm sorry. That's not the cat. That sound is the rat.
Oh, okay.
He is doing construction.
But it's definitely...
Well, it is sort of around that time.
But it's definitely something that ends with the letters A and T.
Is it anything to do with the hat?
Maybe.
No. I've never exposed them to hats. Oh, did you see that I accidentally destroyed the cat toy, dear?
Oh, I didn't actually see. Yes. I forgot about happened. That. You it's did tell me when I was half asleep.
I know.
Anyway. So, at the appointed hour, Arthur comes by to pick you up.
Ooh. I'm dressed for my best.
Of course, he's in a full tux, because why wouldn't he be?
It's actually just casually.
Are you bringing Kyle with you?
Of course. He's my bodyguard.
Okay. Is he taking your car separately?
Sure, why not?
Okay. Arthur gets out, holds the door open for you. Miss Long.
Thank you.
I hope we're not overdressed. To be honest, I have no idea what kind of place this is.
Well, it says it's a club. So, I'm dressed for that.
You're going clubbing.
So, are you dressed for like a nightclub then?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Cocktail dress and decked out in steel.
Bling.
Well, probably not steel, but gold, silver, possibly aluminum. Steel is too hard.
He pulls up to the address, which is an old kind of crappy building towards the center of town. It looks like probably wouldn't. Like a small family-owned restaurant size. Like, you probably couldn't fit more than 10 people in there comfortably. The windows are blacked out, and the door is painted black with just the image of a half-moon on it. And Arthur kind of wrinkles his draconian nose.
Okay, hold on a second. Just real talk here. Arthur Swain. Is he basically a dude, but wearing, like, you know how people wear those horse masks?
Yes.
Okay, that, but a dragon instead?
Or is Pretty he more much. Like a guy with, like, scales?
He has scales, and he has a dragon face, so it doesn't protrude that much.
Like, okay, so more like a... snout. What is it, more like Dennis Hopper in Super Mario Brothers?
Is it more yes, like someone painted a dragon face on a person?
It was Dennis Hopper, right?
It was.
Okay.
At the peak of his career.
I couldn't figure out if it was dude wearing a rubber dragon mask or like Dennis Hopper in Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, it's King Koopa.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to remind you of that. I feel bad now.
But yeah, considering the state of the place, I'm sort of carefully picking my steps and my heels. Because I don't want to step on icky stuff.
Yeah, he walks up to the door, pulls it open, and then smiles with his big dragony teeth. Because even if the tingling you feel didn't already tip you off that you were going into the hedge, the fact that this place is enormously bigger on the inside is a solid clue. And this place is... a Victorian-style... The entryway is basically a Victorian-style ballroom. And there are big plaques inlaid, like, this way to the offices, this way to the conference room, this way to the library. And Sierra is right there at the door to greet you, forcing a smile at Arthur. Welcome, welcome. So we're just having tables set up here in the ballroom. We're going to have our main event. I've provided dinner for everybody. Have a little introduction to the new space. And then after that, you can feel free to go explore.
Sounds fun.
And this place is open anytime, day or night. Feel free. We don't permit weapons or hostile magics of any kind in here. Please keep that in mind. Everyone should feel safe.
Safe is good.
Kyle starts to follow you in, and she holds up a hand. Excuse me, sir. Are you carrying firearms or any other kind of weaponry? Kyle looks to you for instruction.
Well, those are the rules.
I'll be in the car.
I'm guessing they're magically enforced or something.
I'll just wait in the car.
Okay.
He goes out, and Grumpily sits in the car.
Aww. We'll probably bring him some food or something.
Okay. Arthur takes a seat towards the front.
Then I'll be right with him.
I'm gonna say Alan arrives next. Are you openly carrying this thing?
It's in the car.
Okay.
I'm going to walk up to the door and stop.
Okay.
I pull a small idol from my hand, from my coat jacket, and open the door.
Okay. Yeah, does this idol do something I should know about?
Is Sierra there at the door?
Yeah, you open the door to this grand ballroom, and Sierra is there waiting.
Hello, Sierra.
Alan.
I know the rules. An offering. This is an idol. Umvelkun Kangi, the lightning god of the Zulu. May I enter?
Of course.
Thank you kindly. I place it in her hands and walk in.
Takes it and looks at it carefully.
It exactly is. It's a Zulu idol. It's an artifact.
She hands it off to her long-suffering butler to go put away somewhere. As you make your way in, Arthur waves from his table.
I sit by Arthur.
Do I know Alan?
You've seen me around.
Yeah, you're both at least creative, crafty types. You probably have some familiarity with his store, if for no other reason than that sometimes has kitschy junk.
Good to see you again.
Hello. Yes. I, thought I'd see what this is all about.
Not quite the club I was thinking of, but...
Oh, way nicer. I'm wearing a suit. Well, I'm wearing the two parts of a three-piece suit. I usually eschew the jacket in favor of the vest. Far nicer than I was expecting. Well, no, actually, not really, now that I think about it. Sarah always had a flair for the extravagant. Did we lose someone? It sounds like we lost someone.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Okay. Sorry, I thought I heard No, I thought I heard the lost someone sound. Always got a flair for the extravagant.
Very vintage gaudy. Looking.
Gaudy is a good word to describe. Vintage gaudy. Would you look at this furniture? I would swear, if it wasn't that there was magic holding it together, I think that I'd almost... Well, no. Perhaps I'm just getting a bit fat in my old age.
Okay. I'm assuming Clarissa and Will show up fashionably late as they walk there.
Yep.
No, I could take a cab.
Okay, even with resources 2, you're not taking a cab everywhere you go.
What was that?
Even with resources 2, you're not taking a cab everywhere you go. That shit's expensive.
No, I.
It's reasonable to assume I have a car, by the way, Dave. I mean, not Dave, Nick.
It is reasonable.
You're Dave now.
And don't call me Shirley.
Also, Dave is home tonight.
This would have been valuable information 3 hours ago. Thank you, Kevin.
What was that?
No, I think he's not really interested.
He's playing Dota.
Oh. Okay.
Or, yeah, he's playing Dota. We should play Dota. We should smurf tonight. We had a really good
is
game
Hickson
last
Is Hickson in this party?
He's Hickson probably running his hotel. Yes.
Oh.
Hickson's here.
Yay!
So, yes, Clarissa and Will, you enter. Sierra greets you. It's only a little awkward that you accused her of lying and she hung up on you.
She did lie.
Well, you think she lied. You're not actually sure.
I wasn't part of that phone conversation. Hello, Sierra. How are you tonight?
I'm quite well, thank you. I'm excited about the unveiling. I feel like this place might be my legacy.
Hmm. A legacy is a nice thing to have. You know, something... to help people, help newer members of the community, and just give everyone a nice, safe place to be.
I'm hoping to put in some bunks so we can have newer members stay here instead of
a sleazy the Downs motel. Under. Yes.
Was that what he's calling it now?
I think it's just the Down Under Hotel, but he... Is later admitted that he has down under slumber. Or
something? Is that even wordplay? Is there
no, sorry,
so
no, it's the down under slumber, that's it.
Oh, that's at least yes.
But yes, the guy's a maniac. Like
noted.
Well, I mean, have you heard his accent? Sometimes yes, sometimes no, right? Yeah. What's up with that? Guy's a train wreck, I tell ya. Certainly not a pillar of the community that we want to be entrusting newcomers to. Because, I mean, newcomers are, of course, in a very vulnerable state. They're confused, they're lost, they have no clue, they're probably emotionally damaged.
Right.
Of course, it would be best if we could eliminate the trickle of newcomers by eliminating the abductions at all. But that's for the future, I guess.
I suppose. Anyway, why don't you find yourself a seat?
Hmm? Okay.
Yeah, I'll go sit with near the other people that we know that have player characters.
Yeah. Okay.
I want to sit next to all the NPCs I know.
Sarah! I mean, not Sarah.
Sandra better?
Larsa!
Hello.
Is Sandra better?
Yes. She is there. All the monarchs, her and Ash, have a table up front. The head table.
Probably swing by and see how she's doing.
I reach a hand out and take Larsa's hand. I want to let you know I got your letter. And I'm very sorry. And apology accepted. It's okay.
Well, thank you. And I'm sorry. I just get all worked up, you know. One of my I guess you could call him a friend, died. And not...
No, I heard about it.
Past that, another one of my friends died.
Definitely a shame that Miss Cooling was killed.
Why does everyone else know her name?
Never asked.
I understand she was a good friend of yours. And I just want to let you know that had I known about that, and had I known more in our initial meeting, you would have had my condolences.
I didn't even know it out of character.
You didn't ask.
Or we're paying attention, I suppose, when it was mentioned.
Yeah, that's also a possibility. I don't know.
It was mentioned twice, maybe three times most.
Oh boy, three times in like 10 sessions.
I actually, to be truthful, I don't know Clarissa's last name.
It is Adams.
Okay, it's Adams. I'm sorry.
It doesn't come up too much.
No, it doesn't. I mean, Alan's last name is Myers. It doesn't come up too much.
McKinley comes up rather often, though.
It's because you always make your names a fucking pun.
No, this time it is actually the fucking president.
Yeah.
It's not some play on the president.
Or some play on some speaker of the house from the 1800s.
Yep.
God.
It's great. It's okay. Great.
I don't think you're like that.
Am I? Okay. Mr. Myers, I believe we have some business to conduct.
Yes, we do. We have a wonderful bit of business. So, it's in my automobile. It's a little bit large. I had to make some room in the trunk for it. I drive a station wagon.
Well?
Like an old Volvo station wagon from the 90s.
You want to bring it inside?
Yes, absolutely. Sounds delightful.
That's some history teacher stuff right there. Hmm.
I have permission to enter this place, so I don't think it should be a problem.
Good.
Yes. I believe I should probably go and retrieve it.
I
will do right now. And I'm going to go do that.
And you say this loudly in Sierra's direction.
What is going on?
I don't know, but I'm scared.
Right. So,
what is with all the winking?
Miss. Going to die?
Someone have an eyelash in their eye or something?
But, yeah, it's, so I've made my offering, which means I can come and go as long as my permission is given. So I'm going to go out to my car, and I'm going to retrieve the object, and I'm going to... About how large is this thing? Would you say it's about the size of, like, a laundry basket? Or a bread box?
Between those two?
Okay. So it's like an armload of stuff.
Yes.
Huh. Okay.
You probably hold it securely by the base and then by the central arm, which holds up the sun.
Yep. So I'm going to carry it in. Just kind of open up the door and sort of sidle my way in and then bring it over to the table and give it and lay it in front of Arthur and say, "Here you are. What do you think?" Some of my best craftsmanship, if you ask me.
I'm going to be poking and filling on it because it's pretty.
Why don't you
fucking
make
gorgeous.
Me a... Fuck. Composure expression roll when you bring it in.
No. Put some
not to have a shit-eating green, that shit-eating grin on your face while you're doing it.
Yeah. I'm going to put some willpower into this.
Okay.
Because I'm going to need to. This is really important.
Mm-hmm.
That's three dice. That's one success.
One success?
Yeah, just one.
Okay. You carry it inside, past Sierra. She looks stone-faced, but her whole face turns and watches as you carry this thing in. Clarissa and Will, you see the thing that you've convinced yourselves is a doomsday weapon?
Yep, there it is.
He just comes in, and he puts it on the table.
What do you think?
Well, it's magnificent.
I know. It's gorgeous.
The thing. It's the thing.
And of course, I can always make another one.
Ooh, can you make one for me?
Oh, absolutely. This is easily some of my best work. This is the kind of thing you put on your...
Yes, that's what I'm doing right now. Click, click.
Mental. No,
I'm going to get one of these.
The best. Watch this. Oh, this is great. I'm going to spin the sun. I'm going to spin the sun and just watch the entire solar system just gets, like, gorgeously turned around. Look at it! Yep.
Yes, that's quite the action on it.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to be poking around at, like, the gears and whatever is making it work and, like, ooh and eyeing.
And taking a few selfies with it.
Yep. It was a commission. I was very, very happy about it. It went very handsomely paid. But, oh my goodness, to think that it could just be so gorgeously made. Now this, and I point over to Uranus. You can see this is actually a lot of this is inlaid gemstone. I took a take a look at. I'm just going to start describing like the intricacies of the device. You know, like
how room is looking at this thing.
It is
various
beautiful.
Distances.
I figured this was the safest place that I could possibly bring it.
Right, well...
It's extremely valuable.
I'm prepared to make my offer now.
Ooh. How much?
He produces a check from his breast pocket and slides it across the table to you. I think you will find this more than fair.
I take it and I look at it.
There is a drawing of a frog on it.
Oh, no, 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 oh, my, this is so much more. I'm going to just kind of stick my finger, like, just sort of, like, bite on my knuckle in excitement, like.
Well, who wouldn't want such a nice orrery?
Oh. We are laying it on thick right now.
Quite the orrery it is. Orrery.
How did you know that word?
I say it a few more times. What? Internet.
You know, I have a website.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
AnotherMansTreasure.de was the only one I could find.
Yes. /index.htm.
/index.htm.
It's the only one I can find.
You're all German.
.de. Yeah, .de. Oh god, I hope that's not actually a website.
It's gotta be porn.
He lets it sit as a centerpiece.
Yeah. AnotherMansTreasure.com is squatted, but .de is open.
Buy it.
I smugly think to myself, I bet he'd like to sleep on that. Yay, racism.
An absolute delight. Oh, my goodness. Absolutely, I must.
I'm glad you... Except, of course, with that amount of money, who wouldn't?
Oh, yeah, you'll buy that second.
I've always wanted to have frog dollars.
Yes, it's got a drawing of a frog on it.
He didn't even fucking try.
Well, he didn't want to actually give me a check. Like, why would he?
Some semblance of believability.
No.
I'm guessing you guys are going to shake on it now.
Yes.
We're going to shake.
Shake. He slides it a little bit his way.
What a wonderful device. It'll be the center of this place. But of course, you'll be able to... Will you be able to fit it in your car? I mean, you only have three seats? Four seats.
The back they seats are an down. Afterthought.
It'll be fine.
Okay.
I've been in the back seat. It's not
where's
comfortable.
Where's Kyle? Where's Kyle, by the way? I had a... Oh, I had some cigars he would be interested in. I just got them imported last week.
Oh, he's waiting Germany. Outside.
Good old German. Famous German yes. cigars.
Famous German cigars, not at all Cuban.
Because there's a trade ban. Yeah.
Yes, that would be illegal. Now it would.
Mm.
Well, I'll have to go meet him afterwards. Tell me, did you two come together? Seeing you together a lot lately.
You say that as if he's not her bodyguard.
No. I'm talking about her and Arthur.
He's insinuating that we're a couple. I know you don't understand insinuations, just wild accusations.
Shh. Got here.
I can tell you, I have several wonderful connections. If you ever wanted to give her something nice.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you for not making this awkward.
Yeah, okay, I'm looking just everywhere but you.
Yeah. By the way, Miss Long, I had a couple of... And I'm just going to continue bullshitting about things they're interested in that I sell for a while.
Okay.
Like eventually, jewelry and nice things and all that stuff.
Eventually, pretty much every changeling you've ever seen has made their way inside. And Sierra stands at the front of the room with the rest of the monarchs, although she is the one who speaks. I just want you all to know, although I created this place, it is for all of us. You can come here, day or night, feel safe, and stay for as long as you like. This is truly a sanctuary of our people. With that said, anyone who would violate that trust will be punished severely. On that, we all agree. Now, enjoy your dinner.
Hmm.
How's she looking?
Probably stone faced.
Yeah.
Is the answer booty blasted?
What?
Butthurt, angry, mad as fuck, stone faced.
You still can't. You couldn't get a read on her when you brought it in. Like, I guess your read is that she is trying to look stone faced through all of this. So she is being her usual stoic self. But she's definitely noticed what's happening at your table.
Well, yeah, obviously, she's the door one.
And you guys were yelling.
Oh, not really.
Oh, money! This is lots of money for this thing.
There are no amphibians on this check.
Except for the little decoration in the corner. Now I'm just assuming he traced a frog picture that was on the check.
Like his bank's logo is somehow a frog.
No, like, you know when you get, like, special checks and, like, it'll have, like, an image on the back?
Oh, yeah, like watermarked checks and stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Or not even watermark, just like artistic checks.
Yeah.
Designer checks. Who gets designer checks? Many people, here's otherwise there checks. Wouldn't be an industry, an industry for designer checks.
I don't
checks.
Think it's much of an industry anymore, because who uses checks?
I do. I pay my rent with a check.
Yeah.
People who come by my register?
That's
yeah.
Tell them
yeah.
to stop.
Old people do.
Yeah.
Maybe I was going to say, yeah, maybe tell them to stop. That seems really inconvenient.
It's actually not too bad, but the machine
does
most of the work.
Efficient check
Tell them
machines.
To keel over already.
Jeez. I've had when I was working retail, I had checks.
That's the Strand Gamer's message. If you write checks, die.
Just keel over already.
Oh, God.
Dinner is chicken cordon bleu.
So, Arthur, did I ever tell you about the time that I helped a man fill his dream of being submerged in electrified goo?
What?
What?
No, you've never told me that.
Oh, Oh, hilarious, hilarious. Good times, good times. Shocked the shit out of him, we did.
Is there an actual story, or...
He kind of just does this where he just talks at you, and then I glaze over.
That seems like an instinctive response.
Yeah, probably.
Well, the man wanted to be submerged in electrified goo.
See, already glazing over.
Okay.
It's unusual.
It is unusual, but, I mean, that's why no one would help him with it. So, I stepped up, got paid a little bit, but we managed to do it. Man, there were, how many? At least 100,000 volts running through that goo.
So you were paid to kill this man?
Kill is a strong word.
You
electrify,
were
not electrocute.
Paid to build a suicide machine.
No, it was to improve his life. He wanted to live a happy, normal life.
Wait,
so
what?
I built him an electric goo. Well, we together built an electric goo chamber. It was very quaint.
Nick, just out of curiosity, have I ever heard of a fucking changeling? I mean, not a fucking changeling, a fucking Promethean.
Make me a knowledge or intelligence occult roll minus 3, because they're kind of outside. They're, first of all, very rare, and second of all, they...
Despite the fact that there's, like, fucking 2 of them in Nightingale, well, there were.
Well, at one made the other, so...
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
And,
but there was also...
They don't
very
have the
rare...
same interest in magic items and antiquities that, like, vampires and changelings and mages do.
Yeah, I got 2 successes.
Then yes, you've heard of Prometheans.
Like, okay, buddy. I'm just gonna put my drink to my lips and sip. Like,
he was very happy when it was all done.
Yeah, I'll bet he was.
Yep.
I'm gonna...
So happy I haven't heard from him since.
Entree and bring it out.
Do
to
you
Kyle.
Understand the concept of small talk?
Kyle is sitting there bored.
I'm doing it.
No, you're not doing it.
Yeah. So you all have apparently a mildly unpleasant evening.
Well, it's only because that one won't shut up about electrifying someone.
To not death. Electrify, not electrocute.
I said electrify.
Yeah,
yeah. I know.
Here's what I know about electricity. It's dangerous. It can do really weird things that I don't understand everything about, and it powers computers. Maybe you should be careful.
Well, computers aren't scary. Neither really are electronics. I mean, electricity itself, yeah, that's scary, but electronics are beautiful.
You really shouldn't get him started on that electricity topic.
Okay, well, apparently Will talks at you all night.
Yeah, I'm gonna look at Arthur and just kind of make, like, the jerk-off symbol. And, like, kind of do the thumbs.
Allow me to
you think about Ash
you
while you're doing it.
The, like, best chaise lounge.
I do the sort of, like, talking mouth hand gesture.
I swear, I slept for 16 hours on that thing. I could not possibly have woken up sooner if I wanted to. And that's how I lost my first job.
Hey, how about you eat your dinner?
Yeah, why don't you fill your mouth with food instead of words?
If this is happening before I bring stuff out to Kai, I might end up taking his plate. Because he's not eating it.
It's like, hey, you going to finish that? No? Good.
Well, you folks eventually, I assume, manage to extricate yourself from Will's talking. You look around the rest of the facility. It is basically a Edwardian mansion. For reasons that you can't begin to understand. But it is.
I'm assuming it's because Sierra has this whole Victorian theme going to her.
The lightning idol that you brought is now sitting as decoration in one of the meeting rooms.
Delightful. Really is just a fucking idol. It was some piece of shit artifact that I had in my store.
That wouldn't sell for years.
Yeah. It's like, okay, here's the offering, let's go.
At the end of the evening, Arthur picks up his giant globe of the solar system.
Orrery.
No. And then escorts Miss Long out to his car.
Oh, I'd probably be trying to get information on how to get my own with Alan, like bits and pieces through the night.
What?
Oh, I'd had to get one of your own.
Yes, I'm getting one of your things. It's pretty. I want one.
It's expensive as fuck.
Yes, let's all have evil auras.
Let's all have doomsday devices.
I'm going to take this long. I'll take a doomsday device. You do not want one of these devices.
Arthur leans over and whispers, I might be getting rid of this one sometime.
Oh.
Let's talk.
Okay.
I shake my head and like do like the cutthroat kind of thing. Like,
I'm just really confused as to what you're talking about or gesturing about.
Trust me, it's outrageously expensive, and you may not actually want it as much as you think you do.
I'm still pouting.
I know it's very evil. Well, there's a hefty chance that it might be evil, but I don't know. I wasn't really able to find out very much about it, unfortunately.
Evil.
Well, at least evil people want it.
So, at the end of the evening, Arthur helps you into his car. He puts his thing I won't say in the back of the car.
Solar system model
he
solar
puts
system.
His new item.
And he starts driving, and he looks at you and says, Ava, may I level with you?
Sure.
So, apparently this is some sort of bad thing that bad people want. I'm a little unclear on the details, but I'm really just holding on to it for safekeeping.
Oh.
If you like it so much, I don't see why once we settle it out, you can't just have it.
I mean, it would make a very nice addition to, you know, my apartment.
But it costs a fraud.
It probably costs like several million dollars based on the like, we're talking, this is expensive as fuck.
Yes, yeah. And I'm sure the people who paid for the components up front are super happy that you just sold it.
Well, how would they know that,
they
though?
They know!
And Arthur drives you most of the way back to your house. As he's going through the last green light on the way there, a big armored vehicle blasts through a red light and clips into the side of the car.
Whoa!
You're spitting. And that is where we will stop for tonight.
I was really hoping that I could take the opportunity to say that I didn't actually want to leave this device alone with Arthur.
You You publicly sold it to him.
Yes, yeah. I did. It's a trap! The whole point of it is that it's a trap!
Anyways, I learned the word
You could potentially ask Kyle for a ride or something. I don't know. He's telling us.
Oh my god. Just everything happens so quickly.
I learned that
really?
Today's word of the day is
we're
horrifying.
Still dealing with shit from, like, the first session.
Okay, Kevin learned the word orrery.
Yep.
I really wanted to be following
that's
along
worth
with
a few experience.
I learned...
Well, you can follow in your own car.
I
well,
learned
that
ghosts
yeah,
are
I was
probably
going to do
real.
I learned that Sierra wants me to turn me against Arthur for some reason.
I learned that someone has constructed a voodoo doll of the universe so that they can try and control the weather and make it eternally autumn.
Well,
that's not really
that
the weather.
No, sorry, control the seasons.
That's what he assumes. Okay. Alan, you can go ahead and make me a dex drive roll to see if you can follow along, because Arthur is oblivious to the fact that you're following him.
Yeah.
So he's not really particularly letting you.
Yeah, he's just kind of driving like crazy.
Or is
his
he
crazy
letting
sports
him follow
car.
Like your dad does?
Also, who knows how much cocaine he's had
yeah.
at this point.
Put some willpower in on this one.
Okay.
Or actually, I'm going to spend a glamour to get 9 again on dex rolls.
Okay.
Let's see. Yes, I like to abuse my willpower because I've got lots of it. There's no reason not to use it. Let's see. Nine again. 2 successes.
Okay. Yeah, you managed to follow the car. And you managed to do so that makes it obvious that doesn't make it obvious that you're doing so.
How many XPs do we get?
4.
Yay, 4! I'm on my way to getting the final dot of that thing that I'm not going to reveal for dramatic effect.
Not that thing.
I...
The thing!
I
really need to spend my experience.
Yeah, I want to buy up my...
41?
Holy wow. shit!
Jeez, you have all of it! You haven't
dude, you could get like 3.5 dots of a contract out of nowhere.
All of a sudden, I know everything!
Yes, literally, you could do
Georgie
that.
Georgie knows the secret rule, if you bank 100, you win World of Darkness.
I need to buy up my manipulation.
Spend your fucking experience, Georgie.
Stats are, what, times 5?
Like, I will, but then I have to open
attributes,
a White
say.
Wolf book.
Attribute, yes, new dots times 5.
New dots times 5.
I'm gonna turn the recorder off.
Alright.
Okay.
Good night, everybody.
Night.
Good night.